tomorrow's news today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Globo homos are at it again. We've seen what they've done to our military, making them wear high heels, put on makeup, take gay sensitivity training, pay for transgender sex reassignment surgeries. Now, this is the latest. You're not going to believe this. This is a Navy training video. You're going to watch this video and you're going to think this is some kind of a joke. This is an official Navy training video telling members of the Navy, the U.S. Navy, they need to be more inclusive and acceptance of the LGBTQ community and teaching them how to use pronouns like their first graders. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Johnny and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Kanchi and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? A pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey guys, you can say, hey everyone, or hey team.
So glad the Navy is getting this training.
Another way that we could show that we're allies.
So glad the Navy my grandfather served in.
To maybe include our pronouns in our
is getting this training.
Or, like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
But what would I do if I misgender someone?
I think the first thing to recognize is that it's not the end of the world. You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, and another tip for you to remember their pronoun next time, it's in your mind, kind of go through a progression of three good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they, then you will in your mind go, they have a nice shirt. They have a nice smile.
Oh.
They are really smart.
Oh.
So that kind of sticks in your brain.
Genius.
That is so helpful.
Why didn't I think of that?
I want to know.
When the Russians are bearing down on me with nuclear missiles, I'll be thinking about using the correct pronouns.
The most important thing is do not pressure anybody into giving you their pronouns.
Mm.
Some people may be going through the process of discovery and they are not ready yet to tell you what their pronouns
are. That's true, like the Chinese.
So I
in the
should
South
just
China
lead
sea.
With my pronouns and they may follow or not, and if they don't, then I can just continue to use gender neutral language.
Yes, exactly. Just to share something with you that happened the other day at a cookout I was at, we were talking about pronouns and somebody was disagreeing with how different people see themselves as different pronouns, and the argument was, if you look like a female, then it's she, her, because that's what's normal. And if you make me call you something else, then you're infringing on my rights. And I was really taken aback by the comment, and I really wasn't sure how to respond. And the only thing I could really think quickly to say was, it's not about you at all. And it's mostly and ultimately about respect.
It is about respect.
It's about
That's
respect.
An important point to make.
I'm sure Russia is going to be thinking about respect as they're launching nuclear weapons.
And
the Chinese as they're invading Taiwan.
To help them understand better is
but
to
boy,
talk
oh boy.
About mispronouncing names. For example,
oh.
My name is Johnny, spelled J-O-N-Y.
Oh.
And it's normal for someone to pronounce my name like Joni. But if I were to tell you over and over again, my name is Johnny, and you insist on mispronouncing my name, I would feel disrespected by you.
And maybe you should be.
Some names
are. All right,
are
so there's, you know, there's more to this, but there's your Navy training, folks. You know, China's going to go into Taiwan, Russia's winning the war in Ukraine, but our Navy is pretty gay, all right? So just know that I hope the Chinese and the South China Sea know our Navy's really gay. And you better be labeling our members of the Navy their correct pronouns, or you're going to be a little, you're going to be a little gay, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical. that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just first tell you that Alex Jones will be back tomorrow. He was supposed to be on air yesterday, but because of the travel Armageddon, thanks to Biden's collapsing America, he was unable to make showtime. And today he is making up for lost time when he was on vacation with a bunch of important business that needs to be taken care of today. And so he will be off again today, and I'm honored to be hosting here on this Tuesday, June 21st. So Alex is okay, just taking care of some much-needed business that obviously he couldn't do in his absence, but he will be back tomorrow, and things should be getting back to normal then, at least as far as these transmissions are concerned. As far as America is concerned, I don't think we're going to be so fortunate. We just showed you the video. It's so ridiculous. The Navy is training its soldiers how to be more gay and inclusive, and a little lesson on what and when to use the right pronouns. And of course, it's all nonsensical. Nobody likes this crap except deranged, mentally ill liberals. And the generals that could be rejecting this stuff don't do it because then they would lose their pension. And so it just becomes the nightmare of Woketopia now conquering the military. And it's just another sign, another symptom of what it is I've been trying to explain, which nobody else in the media is telling you, that the world is leaving us behind.
Or, like we just did, introduce ourselves.
Oh, do we have some more Navy training here? Oh, yeah.
What would I do if I misgender someone?
What would I do? Oh, my gosh.
I think the first thing they recognize...
What would I do? I just signed up for the U.S. military. I don't want to misgender someone.
The most important thing I can tell you...
All right, so... They make up all of these words, and they claim it's pronoun usage. When are they going to rewrite the English textbooks? I mean, seriously. Because that's not actually taught in the English vernacular, in English text, in English literature, grammar, anything. It's non-existent. It's all made up. It's fantasy land. Just like everything else the liberals are doing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Liberals are lost in a world that doesn't exist. So when do we rewrite the U.S. textbooks to include all this nonsensical, non-existent bullcrap to make the mentally ill among us feel in control? But that's just one issue here. I've got a ton of news to cover. I've got big developments, and it's not just the Ukraine situation. The Ukraine deal is just kind of the focal point. And when I say Ukraine, you know what I'm talking about. It's the world at large, and it's the New World Order that the West and Europe was trying to bring to the planet that has failed, that is being rejected by the rest of the world, that they're still going to force on us, but the rest of the world says, we're not doing this. And that all ties into the situation in Ukraine because you're being lied to about what's going on in Ukraine. So I've got some updates on that. We do have more woke nonsense. It's not just in the Navy, folks. It's in the Army as well. And, we're living in idiocracy now in so many different ways. I've got some big political news, some CDC COVID vaccine news. We've got some Second Amendment news, some censorship news, obviously Joe Biden news here. It's never good, but we've got that. Some Hollywood news, big waterfront of news today, and I'll be trying to cover it all, not to mention some video clips. But I want to try to do something today. We don't have any guests scheduled right now. And so I'm thinking maybe if I can get all this news off my desk in the first hour, maybe we can start doing this in the second hour or the third, because there's something happening in America right now that nobody is really talking about, and it's hard to put your finger on exactly what's going on other than to just say, this is Biden's collapsing America, this is the end of American civilization and way of life, and the signs and symptoms are all around us. And so I'll just give an example of something that happened to me last night and then something that happened this morning that I've just never seen before. Just never happened to me before, and now it's just every day you deal with this crap. Last night, I went to a men's clothing store to get some new jackets. I haven't purchased new jackets in a while. There's a big summer sale going on, so I thought, hey, I'm going to go get some jackets for the summer season now to wear on the air. It's actually a new jacket I have on right here. And so I go to the store and I'm browsing around the store and every other time I go to this store without fail, because I'm a 38R and I can usually just put on the jacket and walk right out with it. Don't need any hems or tailoring or anything. Sometimes I do, but usually I can walk right in, put it on, walk right out. So every other time I've done this, which is at least 5 times, maybe 10 times in my life, to go get new jackets to wear on air, I can walk in, find 2 or 3, 38R, put them on, walk out, done. Simple. So I go try to do that last night. In the entire store, this is a very large men's clothing store. It's one of the biggest men's clothing stores. And I can usually walk in and there's 15, 20, 38Rs in the store that I can try on and pick one that I like. There were 2 in the store yesterday. 2. And so I go to the lady who's helping me and I said, hey, you know, I come here a lot. Usually, there's a lot of options for me to try. I know 38R is, you know, pretty popular size, but usually you guys have a lot of options. And she comes out and she just says, she's like, yeah, we're pretty much running short on all jackets and suits this season. I said, well, what do you mean exactly? She says, well, we're not getting as many shipments. We're not getting them as often. When we do get them, they don't have as much textiles as they normally have. And pretty much with a suit, forget about it. Like if you're looking for a suit, top and bottom, it's like, so, okay, so that's just, oh, do I need another jacket? Does this big men's clothing store need to exist? Is it a necessity? Oh, maybe not. But it's just another sign. You're in a collapsing country. Then this morning, I find a 4-foot rattlesnake in my backyard. This is probably about 8 a.m. I wake up at 8 a.m. I go downstairs. I have some wildlife in my backyard I like to look at while I'm getting ready in the morning, and there's a big 4-foot rattlesnake. Okay. I go out back. I actually tried to film it. I thought it was kind of cool. And the little guy was kind of aggressive, so I said, I'll just leave him alone. So I go try to call some snake removal services. I call five snake removal services between the hours of, I don't even know, but I know they were all open because I looked all their times up. They were all open. I call 5. Multiple times, Four of them never even answer the phone. Can't even get an answer on the phone. The fifth one, I finally get an answer. The lady takes my information and says, okay, we'll have our removal expert, technician, whatever, he'll call you back, get your information, he'll come out there, take care of the snake. It's been about 3 hours since that phone call or such, or so, and nothing, no follow-up, nothing, so I don't know what I'm going to do with a rattlesnake sitting in my backyard. And so these are the signs that we're in a collapsing society. So I want to take phone calls to hear your experience on this. Whether I go out to eat anywhere in the service industry right now, it is just a disaster. America has never been like this before. And I want to open up the lines at some point in the show to ask what your experience with this is like, because I doubt I'm the only one.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, high-quality, storable food is back in stock, ready to ship right now. We've not been selling food for 3 months because it was taking several weeks for the food to get packaged and delivered to you. Most other companies are completely out. But now they have a large spectrum of high-quality food ready to ship. Everything you find at PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com is in stock, ready to ship. So go to PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com and order your high-quality, storable food right now, ready to ship to you and your family. With the inflation happening, with the food shortages, with the wars, with the collapsing borders, everything's happening, is one of the most important decisions you can make is to have high quality, storable food, water filtration, air filtration, and more. And it's not just those items. It's hundreds of other high quality preparedness items and survival items right now at preparewithalex.com that, again, redirects to preparetoday.com. I would not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things you can do is get ahead of inflation now, because the inflation is just beginning.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order,
It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's give you the latest updates with the situation in Ukraine, which is really just a proxy war for the globalists and the criminal political elite of the United States of America. But there's a bigger story there. And that's the geopolitical movements and trends and shifts that are happening because of it. And they're happening rapidly. And, of course, our media is not telling you any of it. But first, I want to read this. These are the rules of war or strategies of war. And I want you to listen to this and you tell me if this sounds familiar or if this is something maybe we're experiencing. Rules of war. Cut off supply chains. Hit fuel lines. Destroy wealth. Disarm citizens. Affect transportation. Silence important communications. Create diseases. Cause strife and division. Insert lies, confusion, and propaganda. Does any of that sound familiar to you? You think you're experiencing any of that right now? It would actually seem you're experiencing all of it. And the most incredible part of it is, it's not a foreign country doing this to us. It's the Democrat Party. And it's the Republican Party allowing them to do it. Cut off supply chains. We have a supply chain crisis. Hit fuel lines. Joe Biden shut off our pipelines. Destroy wealth. Have you seen the stock market lately? Your 401k, crypto, the inflation. Disarm citizens. Democrats calling down the Second Amendment. Affect transportation. 10,000 flights were canceled this last weekend. I've got news on that that I'm going to cover later. Gas prices going up, affect transportation. Silence important communications. Who's censoring the internet right now? Who's censoring communications right now? Create diseases, COVID-19. Cause strife and division. Well, we see that going on. Insert lies, confusion, and propaganda. Well, you should tie that right into the one before it. Boy, that's all being done to us right now, not by a foreign country, but by the Biden administration and the Democrat Party. And the Republican Party is so weak, feckless, and corrupted that they do allow it to happen, and they don't try to stop it. But now let's get to the situation, the geopolitical situation that is just the focal point is on Ukraine right now. Russia won't guarantee the lives of two Americans captured in Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman says Geneva Convention doesn't apply because they weren't there officially. While New York grandfather, 52 years old, becomes second U.S. citizen to be killed in combat. Yes, two Americans killed in Ukraine, and I believe actually the Russians had three captured, but the story is saying two. Now think about what... There's a lot actually that's said here. So basically Russia is rubbing Joe Biden's nose in it saying, oh, we know that you're at war with us, but you never officially launched a war. So technically there's no rules that apply to us capturing your citizens. See, because they're not actually at war, right? Oh, see how that works? Russians trolling America, trolling Joe Biden. How pathetic is that? And then Americans are suffering now because of it. Americans suffering because of Joe Biden, suffering because of the lies of the American media. And so Russia says, yeah, we've got some of your guys captured, but you're not at war with us, right? So the rules don't apply. Funny how that works. And so they will continue to be captured by the Russians, and Joe Biden will do nothing about it, which is really the bigger story here. We have Americans that are prisoners of a war that supposedly doesn't exist. And Biden is not even going to be able to negotiate their release. He can't even get Brittany Griner released. This president is a joke, missing in action, clown show, and now Americans are suffering overseas, captured by the Russians. And you won't even get a comment from the White House on this. You won't even get a statement from the White House on this. So Russia trolls Biden, says, yeah, we captured your citizens, but you're not at war with us, right? So the rules don't apply. Ha ha ha. And then Biden won't even try to negotiate their release. He won't even bother. But then Merrick Garland goes over there, and you guys can roll B-roll of clip 12. And this guy's just a goon, okay? This guy's just a clown. One look at this guy, nobody could take him seriously. And this is why the world doesn't want to deal with us anymore, folks. Because we send clowns like Merrick Garland and Jake Sullivan and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and men that pretend to be women and men that pretend to be puppies for sex play. And we send these people around the world as our representatives. Are you really surprised the world doesn't want to deal with us anymore? Are you really surprised that there's a new alliance of world power that is shifting and leaving America behind because we're a joke, we're a clown show? Brittany Griner's wife slams U.S. government for botched phone call, zero trust. Yeah, what, you really think the Biden administration can handle anything when they send a goon like Merrick Garland to Ukraine, or we send a Hollywood actor for show to go visit Zelensky? I'm so nice the war is so serious that Zelensky can do a video shoot with Ben Stiller. That's really reassuring. But here's some of the real developments. Russia becomes China's biggest oil supplier. So there's two countries that are the biggest oil supplier to China. It had been Saudi Arabia for a while. Now it's Russia. China has also idled its fuel processing plants. Something's going on there, folks, and I've been telling you what it is for a while. Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and other countries are forming a new alliance of power, and they intend on replacing the Western alliance of power that has now become Clownville. And so the world is ready to advance. The world is ready to go on to the next level. And they don't want to do mass depopulation. They don't want to turn the planet into a corporate world government slave system. And so they're moving on. I'm not saying these countries are perfect. I'm not saying their leaders are even good guys. I'm just telling you that's what's going on. The world is ready to be serious and move on and move into the next level of human progress. And in order to do that, they have to leave the West behind because we're jokes now. And so I think Russia has clearly cut a deal with China. And now they have a strong relationship and business partnership. And so China doesn't even need to process their own fuel anymore. Dependent on Russian gas, Germany fires up coal power stations. Yep, Trump predicted that. Now, this story is going around, folks. This actually happened a month ago. I don't know why this story, this tweet from Sam Street breaking, Ukraine has permanently banned the opposition party. That actually happened a month ago, but everybody is reporting on it now. So, no, Ukraine banned an entire political party from working in Ukraine, and it's the opposition party, and it's the pro-Russian party that actually was becoming a majority of people in Ukraine, so they just banned it. That actually happened last month. Ukraine votes to restrict Russian culture with book and music ban. Sound familiar? Even German TV, everyone in Europe knows this is going on. That's why they're not supporting Ukraine or NATO. Russia has won the war, German journalist says West lying about Ukraine war. Yeah, I don't know why our politicians and media continue to lie about this. Even European countries are being honest about it, even though they're getting left behind with the rest of us. Moscow threatens Lithuania with consequences over blocked rail to enclave. That's a serious situation to watch. And then here it is. Putin says Russia is building the new world order right now. I told you this was going on, folks, and people are finally starting to get it.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here.
They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2000 Mules. Every single person listening to the sound of my voice needs to listen to me very, very carefully. Dinesh D'Souza made the most important documentary in U.S. history, 2000 Mules. That's not hype. That's the truth. The film proves how the deep state Democrats stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the censorship going on, it is critical to own the DVD with the expanded extra so you have it in your library, so it can't be censored, and so you can show it to your church, your business, your neighbors, or just perfect strangers. We have the film available, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have it discounted when you get other films like COVIDland Part 1, 2, or 3 that just came out. There's discounts to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza now at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's really hard to fathom that we have such a group of clowns, jokesters, non-serious people running our government right now and running our country into the ground. But boy, they really feel good about what they're doing. They really feel strong. The useful idiots destroying America, thinking there's going to be something better on the other side. Yeah, right. And so, if you've been tracking the Democrat lies, the Biden administration lies about inflation, you know that first they said it's not going to happen. Then they said, oh, it's just transitory. Now they say, oh, it's Putin's fault. Now they're blaming Donald Trump. Even though Janet Yellen says, well, I don't think inflation is inevitable. You're already in inflation. She says, I don't think we'll see a recession. You're already in a recession. And so the Gateway Pundit has the story. Democrats now blame Trump for their historic inflation numbers, and they break down all the numbers. The inflation didn't exist at all until Biden got into office, and then, whoop, shoots right up like a rocket. Well, of course, Joe Biden shuts off our energy industry, causes a supply chain crisis, causes inflation. Yeah, that's 100% the Democrats and Joe Biden. And they say, oh, it doesn't exist. Well, it's just transitory. Well, no, it's Putin's fault. It's not working. Joe Biden is at it again. cheers crippling inflation as a good thing. It will usher in renewable energy, electric vehicles. I don't believe that's how inflation works, Joe. But so, now it's inflation not happening. Inflation is transitory. Inflation is Putin's fault. Inflation is Trump's fault. Inflation is a good thing. Boy, my way of life, my prosperity, my finances going down the drains is a good thing, says Joe Biden. Biden economy, average American 4th of July cookout up 17% this year over 2021. Well, yeah, that's if you can even get the foods and the goods that you need on the 4th of July. There'll probably be shortages. We've still got, 2 weeks till the 4th? So my guess is the story on 4th of July weekend, 4th of July I think lands on a Monday or a Tuesday this year. My guess is on 4th of July weekend, the story is going to be shortages. And you'll probably see videos and images of people going to their local grocery stores looking for burgers or hot dogs or buns or whatever, and there'll be shortages because you're in Biden's America now. I mean, I'm telling you, I know what's going on. I get it. I live in the real world, and so does this audience. But, I was talking to some of my friends about this earlier today. I don't know if we really fully understand just how bad it is and how bad it's going to get. Because there are solutions. We could stall this inflation and recession and maybe even go the good direction again, but there's no effort from the Democrats. Everything they're doing, everything Biden is doing is to collapse this country. You can say it's intentionally, you can say it's by accident, incompetence, doesn't matter. That's what's going on here. 10,000 flights delayed over holiday weekend as aviation chaos concerns White House. Oh, does it? Does it concern the White House? Yeah, Joe Biden takes a vacation to the beach every weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Joe Biden is on vacation every weekend. I'm sure he's really concerned with the damage he's done to this country. He doesn't even know where he's at. His administration is a bunch of arrested development adults who are stuck in a childlike mindset that have tiny IQs that think they're doing a good job running things just because they're running things. They think just because they're there running things, things are better. Forget about the actual evidence of everything being worse. And, again, this is why the world is leaving us behind. And I don't even mind. I'm not even against being an isolationist. I think America can do just fine on her own. That's not the global marketplace anymore, but when you see the stories, like the one I covered in the last segment, Putin says Russia is building the New World Order right now. You have to understand what he's talking about. For the longest time for my life, the world influence has come out of the West. It's come out of America. And everything kind of derives from the will of the West. And for the most part, there have been good deals with China and Saudi Arabia, maybe not necessarily good deals for the U.S., but overall it's moved the planet in a prosperous direction. I mean, hell, you can look at Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, and just see what's happened to them since they've been becoming more westernized and making deals with Western countries. They used to have goats that would rummage to pick up their trash. That's what they had for trash pickup was goats. Now they have really high tech systems. But they want to keep progressing. They like prosperity. They like industry. They like building. They like infrastructure. They like new airports, new trains. So they're building these systems. And when you look at their metropolises, when you look at their areas, I mean, you can look all around the world, whether it's China, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE. You look at their sprawling metropolis areas and it's like, why doesn't ours look like that? Why aren't our train systems nice and clean and effective? Why do our downtown areas look like third world crap holes, but these other countries look nice and clean and new and refurbished and working infrastructure? The West is collapsing. And the rest of the world doesn't want to collapse. They're just starting to get the taste of the Western lifestyle. They're just starting to get the taste of the Western prosperity. And now they see the West wanting to flush it all down the toilet. And they're saying, wait a second. Why would we do this? So the globalist plan, Build Back Better, Great Reset, is to essentially destroy prosperity, destroy industry, destroy infrastructure. And ultimately, they view that that will be the cause to end humanity, which is man-made climate change, carbon neutral. They want to end man-made climate change. You get rid of climate change. They just want to end man. They want to be carbon zero. Okay, well, guess what? You're carbon. That means you're zero. You're done. That's their plan, folks. They believe they're stewards of the planet. They believe they've transcended. They believe they're the true intellectuals, and this is the decision that's been made. But the rest of the planet isn't going along with it. The rest of the planet doesn't like Klaus Schwab. The rest of the planet doesn't want to do this. The rest of the planet doesn't want to do gay pride for a month. They don't even want to do it for a day, actually. So when you see Putin says he's building a new world order right now, this is exactly what I explained yesterday. Russia and Putin, for whatever reason, have decided, we're going to stand up and we're going to say enough of the corruption coming out of the West, enough of the Western influence on the planet that's being negative now. And Putin has just kind of stood up to that. And now China says, hey, I kind of like what Russia's doing. I think I'll make a nice business partnership and relationship with them. And then Saudi Arabia says, these Russians seem to be more honorable than the U.S. politicians. These Russians seem to be better people, smarter people, more honest people than the people I deal with in America. I think I'm going to deal with them. And then the UAE and Qatar says, I think we like what Saudi Arabia is doing. Let's get on board with that. Let's make deals with Russia. And then India says, I kind of like the way Russia is going too. Plus, I mean, with Russia and China there as our allies, we could really just control the entire means of production on the face of the earth. I kind of like that. And then Brazil and then Mexico and then Central America and other South American countries are going to make a decision soon too to say, okay, well, do we want to go the way of the New World Order, World Economic Forum that crushes our civilization? Or do we want to look at this new partnership that's being formed in Russia with China and India and Middle Eastern countries that actually believes in human prosperity and actually believes in a future of the planet with humans on it? Huh? Which way do you think they'll go?
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products, together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities, they ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda at the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVIDland. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
America is already suffering a food shortage, which can be felt by rising costs and emptying shelves at the grocery store. But this is a cakewalk. It's going to get much worse. The writing, as they say, is on the wall. Any reasonable person can see that this is all being done deliberately. Over 10,000 cattle just died, and we are told that it was due to 100-degree weather. And in just the past 17 months, nearly 100 disasters have mysteriously befallen the American food industry. Dozens of catastrophic fires burning down food processing plants, in multiple cases caused by small aircraft crashing into them. Thousands of tons of meat destroyed. Over 2 million turkeys have been destroyed. Over 40 million chickens have been destroyed. And with the rising cost of fuel, farmers are unable to harvest their crops. And it's only just beginning. Remember, Joe Biden promised he would shut down oil and gas.
I have one final question.
Would he close down the oil industry?
It falls.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I will
that's
transition.
A big statement.
It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time.
That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because
we
basically what he's saying is he is going
President?
To destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will you
okay.
remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context, but the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate.
And they are making good with their radical promise, except there is no alternative energy plan. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to shut down all fossil fuel in this country. And not only will that stop people from driving, all public transportation, all shipping, and
all right,
all
ladies and gentlemen, sorry, I'm coming back late here. As I explained earlier, I am trying to get a rattlesnake removed from my backyard. And I just got off the phone. So, look, I'm going to open up the phone lines coming up on this, and I want to take your phone calls because I just can't believe this. The number one snake death in Texas is rattlesnakes. And it's not like it's a big problem, but it's number one. And there is not a single, snake removal service in the entire Austin area that can come get a snake out of my backyard. None. And I just got off the phone with the one company that even answers their phone. I've tried five. One even answers. And she's on the phone explaining to me. She's like, look, I don't know what's going on, but apparently we're the only snake removal company that even exists in Austin, even though she knows that's not true. Cause she's like, I know there's all these other companies, but everyone's saying, hey, nobody else is answering. They're all calling us today. So we can't help you. This is not America. Okay. This is not a capitalist country anymore, folks. It's not. We do not live in a capitalist country. We live in a communist, socialist, welfare state now. Because you see, that's the thing about a capitalist country. When somebody needs something done, there's someone there to capitalize. No one's a capitalist anymore. So, I don't know what's going on. I guess I gotta go to remove a rattlesnake from my own backyard now. I hope I don't die. So, but that's just a personal stuff. I'm not trying to air my dirty laundry here. But there's a bigger story, and I want to open up the phone lines on it coming up here in the next hour. I mean, am I crazy? Am I the only one experiencing the service sector, the service industry in this country going to complete crap? Is anyone else noticing this? Like, there's only a few restaurants that I'll even go to in Austin anymore because the service doesn't totally suck. I mean, I just can't even believe it, man. Well, hey, we're going to see it. I mean, we're going to see it. You're going to experience what it's like living in a third world communist hellhole. You're going to get a taste of it. And so maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing that we can learn this lesson the hard way, that free market capitalism is a good thing, but I don't know if we recover after it. I don't know if we recover after it, folks. And again, these are just two things that have happened to me in the last 12 hours that just, I mean, it happens to me every day trying to get service or going to the grocery store and seeing a shortage. So I'm going to open up phone lines on that topic when I come back. I'm not trying to waste time here on the show. We're gonna take phone calls on this, and I still got a bunch of news to cover. But I mean, it's just, boy, oh boy. I just can't believe in America we're having shortages. We're having a service sector, service industry, complete meltdown, shutdown. I just can't believe it. I cannot believe I'm experiencing this. And that's just because I know where it's going. I know this isn't a fluke. I know this isn't a flash in the pan. I know these aren't isolated incidents. This is where the country is going. 10,000 flight cancellations this weekend. If you don't have a direct flight, pretty much guarantee it, your flight's getting delayed or canceled or redirected. Pretty much a guarantee now. Never used to happen in this country. Never. Never used to happen. Now it's the commonplace because we're in a collapsing civilization because our leaders are more focused on destroying this country than they are helping it. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Well, if you believe they have good intentions, then that applies here, but we're going to hell. We are going to hell in a handbasket. But hey, guys, we're gay. So, you know, just know when your country's collapsing that you're gay, bro. So it's okay. You can't pay your bills. You can't fill your gas tank. You're gay. So it's all good. Your Navy's gay. Your Army's gay. Your football is gay. It's all gay. Not if you're in Russia or China or India or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or Brazil or anywhere else. They're not doing this crap. Or Mexico. They don't do this bull crap. Only our feckless, hopeless, mentally ill, deranged, psychotic leaders are doing this to us. I'm just at a loss, man. It's hard to focus and cover the news when you just see your country going to hell right in front of you. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And so, I mean, look, we deal with the supply chain crisis here because we sell products at InfoWarsStore.com. And you may notice when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, there's some products that aren't even there anymore. We had to stop selling some products because they don't even get made anymore. And then you may notice that some products are selling out, which we do sell out of products quite frequently. That's because they're popular. But you may notice that they're just not coming back in stock. Folks, I'm telling you, the supply chain crisis is real. I'm glad that we still have Survival Shield X2 in stock. We thought we might not ever be able to get it back. We've got Survival Shield X2 in stock. It's on sale. I'm glad we can still sell the whole food multivitamin. I'm glad we can still sell the liquid immune support formula. I'm glad we can still sell vitamin D3 gummies. But every time we sell out of a supplement now, it's like, are we even going to get it back in? We've had instances where we couldn't even get lids, or we couldn't even get bottles, or we couldn't even get labels printed because of the supply chain crisis. So, I mean, just know, if you see something on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, I mean, you might want to load up on these products that you like, because we just don't know when they're coming back. There's a perfect example. Bodies, whole body support formula, sold out. We haven't gotten it back. But let me tell you what is in stock. We do have the Pure Turmeric on sale in stock right now. We do have Brain Force Ultra on sale in stock right now. Very popular. That usually sells out. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support Formula. Best sleep support formula I've ever had. Used it again last night. Slept like a baby. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support on sale. InfoWarsStore.com. The hair and beard support formula at a deep discount. It works for me. It's in stock on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Fizzy Magnesium, the best orange drink mix you're going to find, not just for flavor, but for health. That's on sale, in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. But there you go, folks. Get to InfoWarsStore.com and buy these products before they sell out, because once they're gone, we're in Biden's America now, folks. You're in a third world communist hellhole. Who knows when you'll be able to get this stuff again?
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. And people ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling, because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever, because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now, the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And now,
yeah,
the end is near.
That's how it feels.
And so I face the final curtain.
I don't want it to be the final curtain on America, but man, oh man, if we don't correct course and fast, it is not going to be good here, folks. You're going to see things in this country you thought you'd never see before. And you already are seeing it, actually. Like, here's an example in 14. This is a line to view a vacant apartment in New York City. Nobody can afford a house. The blacks of the planet are buying up all the homes. And so there's hundreds of people. Here, guys, here, let me pitch this and we'll go with audio too. There's hundreds of people just trying to see a vacant apartment in New York City because they have nowhere to live. They can't afford a house. And so look at this video. Hundreds of people just trying to see a vacant apartment in New York City.
Right now.
Whole line in the building, up a flight of stairs.
Also,
to see one apartment. And then it spills out onto the street.
Everybody else could wait across the street. Apparently the business is here.
And then local businesses complain because the line to see an apartment is out the door and blocking people from entering their business. You know, the answer to this would typically be just move out of these big cities, move out of the big metropolitan areas, get away from Democrat Party rule. But the problem is that as a option is now dwindling as well. Property values going up, taxes going up, and just the means to make that escape are becoming harder and harder. So, boy, oh boy. I'm just at a loss here. It's just so bad. But, hey, you know, maybe you had a good Juneteenth celebration. At least we've got that going for us. We got a Juneteenth celebration. Did you see the Juneteenth celebration that happened in Washington, D.C.? That's right, folks. Check this out in clip 17. A big Juneteenth celebration on the memorial grounds here. Check it out. Nice. So a bunch of people got their dirt bikes, their ATVs, their four-wheelers, and just decided they're just going to go rampage around the memorial there. It's Juneteenth. Oh, wow. Hey, it's Juneteenth, man. Come on. Don't you dare stop those Juneteenth celebrators. What is Juneteenth, by the way? You notice how they don't tell you what Juneteenth actually is? They just make it all about, you know, racism and anti-white bigotry. Juneteenth is actually when the Republicans ended slavery. Republicans. When the Republicans took slaves from the Democrats. And you know what's funny? Because I did a little more research into that. Did you know Democrats were actually keeping black slaves in the South into the 1900s? As debtor slaves? And so Republicans had to come around again and make debtor slaves illegal because Democrats just wouldn't let go of their slaves. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, I will give the Democrats this. They've moved on from just wanting to be racist against black people to being racist against everyone. So they are becoming more inclusive. They do want to enslave everybody with their policies now. So that's nice. They don't just want to subjugate black people. They do want to subjugate everybody. So it's nice the Democrats are equal opportunity slave masters now. But no, Republicans ended slavery. That's what Juneteenth is about. And then they had to end Democrat slavery again because they said, oh, these black folks, they owe me money. And they made them debtor slaves. And so the Republicans had to come in again and make debtor slaves illegal because, you know, Democrats. But this whole Juneteenth thing is really just kind of a joke. It's just more racism and bigotry from the left just masquerading as pro-black. And then they complain. Some guy finds a Juneteenth, I guess, store or Juneteenth spot at a Walmart store, and it's got red, green, and black, and he says, Juneteenth is not summer Kwanzaa. So what are the colors of Juneteenth then? How should we properly be celebrating Juneteenth if this isn't the way? Should we be ATVing in D.C.?
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Can you imagine if a group of Proud Boys were out dirt biking and ATVing all around the Washington Memorial Grounds? Well, that would be a problem. But that was a Juneteenth celebration, so don't you dare bat an eye. Don't you dare say anything negative. Black power! Black supremacists gather in Mississippi to commemorate Juneteenth with armed gathering of great armies. Oh my gosh, and so, I mean, certainly the Republicans want gun control now, right? Right, Joy Behar? Oh no, that was just Joy Behar's racism showing. That was Joy Behar's hardcore bigotry showing. She's a liberal, she's a Democrat. They're the racists, they're the bigots. That's why they do all the finger pointing. But again, so you have a Juneteenth celebration in D.C. They're dirt biking, ATVing around the Washington Memorial because, you know, Juneteenth. And then in Mississippi, they're doing an armed march because, you know, Juneteenth. Okay, fine. I mean, I'm not really filing a complaint. But, oh, where's Joy Behar on this? Joy, you said if black people had guns that we would ban them. Joy, would you like to comment on the armed march of black supremacists? Would you like to comment on that, Joy? Again, can you imagine if it was Proud Boys doing this, an armed march? Can you imagine if Proud Boys were on ATVs in D.C.? It'd be considered a terrorist attack. It'd be shut down the city, boarded up, everything. But because it's Democrats doing it and black supremacists doing it, it's all good, baby. It's all good. And I love this from Vernon Jones. Republican congressional candidate Vernon Jones calls out the history of racism among Democrats. That's just what I wish people understood. I just wish people actually understood America's history and understood the history of the Democrat Party, because they want to talk about the KKK and racism all day long. Well, let's not leave out the Democrats, because that's who they were. It was the Democrats that stood in front of schoolhouse doors with whips in case a black student tried to go in. That was Democrats. It was Democrats that did segregation. It was Democrats that wrote the racist laws that they complain about in the Jim Crow era. It was all Democrats. It was Democrats that actually kept their slaves even after the Emancipation Proclamation. It was all Democrats. I just wish people understood the history of the Democrat Party, and maybe we could finally get rid of this scourge, this cancer on our country once and for all. Iowa Supreme Court rejects fundamental right to abortion. Uh-oh. You know, and I thought about this, too, because they're out again in D.C. today. The Democrats are out again threatening violence and crime and terrorism if they reverse the Roe decision in the Supreme Court, or they take it to the states, which is what they're going to do. They're not banning abortions. But I'm curious, because I noticed something. The highest demographic rate of abortion is in the black community. So how come, when I look at all of these abortion rallies and everything that goes on, how come I don't see any black people? You ever notice that? So the number one demographic of group that has abortions in this country don't even show up to these abortion events. They don't do it. It's all white Democrat liberals. Why is that always the case? Why is that always the case? It's odd to me. I've said it before. 99% of these abortion activists don't have an abortion, never have, never will. So it's a weird thing. It's not the people that actually are having abortion or may have an abortion that are showing up to these things. It's just brainwashed Democrats. Oh, there it is. Oh, see, so when you actually find one that has black people in it, you have to call it the black anti-abortion movement. But that was from 2018. That was an older one. And look at what it says. I regret my abortion. Oh, now I see why they don't cover it. Now I see why they don't cover the black anti-abortion rallies. I get it. Now, because when black people protest abortion, they're against it because they understand it's a genocide on their people. That's why Margaret Sanger founded it, Planned Parenthood, and put it in black communities. Again, so who's the racist? Who's the bigots? Who's killing black people? It's Democrats. Always has been, always will be, until that political terror group is removed from the country. That's how that's going to go, ladies and gentlemen. And hey, you know what? The Republican Party is certainly not going to be the answer to all these problems, but maybe they can offer a solution every once in a while. Maybe they can get one right every once in a while. Texas GOP passes resolution declaring Biden not legitimately elected. Well, yeah, everybody knows that. They broke the laws to do mail-in ballots and drop-box ballots and all this stuff. They broke the law to do that, so it wasn't a legitimate election. That's aside from all the illegal votes. That was just the process crimes. And then look at this one out of Texas. Texas could vote to secede from the United States in 2023 as GOP pushes referendum. You know, this is not something I would have ever thought I'd be behind before, and I'm maybe not sure I am now, but I'm actually considering this as maybe a solution. I mean, what can I do to get rid of Democrats in my life? What can I do to get rid of the federal government? What can I do to get rid of big government? I don't want Texas to secede, but if that's the solution, if that's going to make it more prosperous for my life in Texas, then yeah, I guess I'll probably support that. So that's going to be a developing story. Oh, meanwhile, the border is still wide open, ladies and gentlemen, and there's a team of reporters down there right now in Arizona that are getting a bunch of footage and covering this. Arizona has a huge influx happening right now, and actually I've got a clip of last night. Clip 16, guys. Roll me clip 16. This is in Yuma, and you can see here, this is clear. They told these people to dress in dark clothes so they can blend in the night. They come over at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I mean, I don't think I'm going to be blowing up anyone's spot here, but I'll just tell you, there's a group of journalists out there in Arizona. They pretty much camp out at the border from midnight to 6 a.m., and they're the ones getting this footage. It's still kind of hit or miss. You're not sure where they're going to come in, but it's mostly happening in the dark of night, and they've been tipped off by Border Patrol where it's happening, when it's happening, and so they're getting this powerful footage. And it's just every day, folks. And so, again, if Texas secedes, are we going to have a border again? Are we going to be allowed to protect our border? Maybe. Maybe we will no longer have an invasion if Texas secedes and we can protect our border that's wide open right now. But see, the Mexican president is not a big fan of Biden. He bails on meetings with Biden. He bails on these big consortiums that the Biden administration tries to organize. Mexican president doesn't attend any of it because he's sick of Biden too. Mexican president to meet with Joe Biden and propose Western Hemisphere Union just like the EU. And so that's pretty much where the Mexican president is at now. He said, look, we tried to solve this border crisis that affects our country too, and we were working with Trump to do it. Now Biden's in there and he's just giving us the middle finger, so we're not going to work with Biden. And we really don't have a border at all, so why wouldn't we just have an EU type situation? Why wouldn't we just have a situation where we just dissolve the border because it pretty much is dissolved already? So that's his solution to it. Because what is he going to do? He can't protect the U.S. border. Either the U.S. protects his border or it doesn't. And they're not. So he's looking for other solutions, and to make a Western Hemisphere Union like the EU is the solution he's proposing. We'll see if this meet happens, actually, because most of the time he bails on Biden because he doesn't respect Biden, and nobody does. So we'll see if that happens. But would the Biden administration be open to something like that, and what would that look like? Because you already have open borders. So that's the Mexican president's logic on this. Mexican president calls for American superstate open borders because we already have open borders, and he's sick of having to try to make border policy when the U.S. is not helping at all but causing the invasion. I mean, they go through Mexico. You know, Mexico gets invaded by this, by these groups as well. They have to deal with these groups as well. They have to deal with the criminals as well. So they're not a fan of it. So the solution is, okay, if the U.S. wants to have open borders, let's just have open borders. We'll just have a American superstate like the EU, and we'll just have wide open borders, because why not? We already have it already. Why am I sitting here trying to pretend like we have a northern border with the U.S. when we don't? But this will probably fall apart too, just like everything else the Biden administration touches. Man, oh man, how far are we going to see this country collapse, ladies and gentlemen? But you're getting it. You're seeing what Democrat rule looks like. You're seeing what a communist hellhole looks like. You are experiencing it all.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2000 Mules.
Every single person listening to the sound of my voice needs to listen to me very, very carefully. Dinesh D'Souza made the most important documentary in U.S. history, 2000 Mules. That's not hype. That's the truth. The film proves how the deep state Democrats stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to do it again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with all the censorship going on, it is critical to own the DVD with the expanded extra so you have it in your library so it can't be censored and so you can show it to your church, your business, your neighbors, or just perfect strangers. We have the film available, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have it discounted when you get other films like COVIDland Part 1, 2, or 3 that just came out. There's discounts to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something that is the very best I can get? I'd rather go to hell than do that. I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret? You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness. Look it up. Find out how even the FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we all know in the Pfizer trial that was published in the medical literature that more people died who got the vaccine than who got the placebo. In other words, the vaccine killed more people than the placebo did. Now, it's not supposed to work that way for a vaccine, right? Vaccines are supposed to save lives. But in fact, in the clinical trial, more people died who got the drug than who didn't get the drug. And the reason is because that the clinical trial showed that you could save one life for every 22,000 people who got the drug from COVID. However, more people died who got the drug because they died from different reasons. They died from the vaccine. But see, everybody is focused on how many lives we can save from COVID, and they're not focused on how many deaths were caused by the vaccine. So I did a calculation. Well, it turns out that when you save one person for every 22,000 people you inject, it means we could have saved, that the vaccines have saved 10,000 lives over the course of a year. 10,000 lives. Now, 3 million people die every year. You just saved 10,000 lives. Congratulations. That's rounding error. We turned this country upside down to save just 10,000 lives. But we actually didn't save 10,000 lives. Because when you look at the VAERS numbers, and you look at it 12 different ways that didn't even use VAERS, you come up with at least 150,000 people who have been killed by the vaccine. There's no other explanation. So you killed 150,000 in order to maybe save 10,000 lives. And that's if the actual variant matched the vaccine, which it doesn't. So in other words, and for kids, by the way, the risk benefit is even worse. We kill 117 kids to save one life.
That's Steve Kirsch telling it like it is. And sadly, we knew this was going to happen. They knew this was going to happen. They did it anyway. They're a eugenics cult, with their excuse being population control to save the planet from humans. And we have more vaccine news here. CDC insists severe reactions to COVID vaccines are rare, but new survey proves this is a lie. Well, remember, they said, oh, safe and effective, safe and effective. Oh, but now they admit, okay, yeah, it's not totally safe, and it's definitely not effective. But we should still give it to kids. Sounds like you're dealing with murderous psychopaths, doesn't it? It's because you are. Bombshell Oxford study, less than 6% of approved medical drugs are backed by high-quality evidence to support their benefits. Harms are significantly underreported across the board. Yeah, this is Big Pharma in a nutshell. You're just seeing how bad it is with the COVID vaccine. Pharmaceutical drugs kill more Americans than illegal street drugs do in this country every year. Now, that might have changed now with fentanyl coming across the southern border, becoming the number one cause of death in middle-aged men. So that may have changed. But before the fentanyl epidemic, pharmaceutical drugs killed more Americans than street drugs every year. Safe and effective, they said. Data from National Statistics in England reveals almost 530,000 vaccinated have died, including non-COVID deaths between January 21 and March 22. Yep. Just the vaccine deaths continue, and they continue to push them. Not all countries, though, just the countries that are totally run by the eugenicists, which is now North America and Europe. Study finds low sperm count in vaccinated men. Yeah, it's a population control agenda. And you have to understand the mindset. Killing one kid with a vaccine is not killing one kid with a vaccine to the globalists. That's killing one kid and his entire future lineage, which could be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 humans after that. And that's why they love war so much. That's why they want to draft young people into war so much. You can kill them before they reproduce. That's why they're promoting the homosexual agenda so much. They don't want you to reproduce. And that's what's going on. I mean, here they are. I mean, just look at all the promotion here. The Navy promoting being gay. We showed you that video earlier, teaching Navy members how to use the right pronouns. U.S. Army teaching West Point cadets racist, anti-American, critical race theory, including addressing whiteness. You should see the document. We've got it at Infowars.com. West Point brainwashing cadets on the evils of whiteness. Department of Defense documents reveal. So yeah, that's what our army is now all about, being gay and pronouns that aren't even real words, that don't even exist in the English vernacular, in English literature, in English grammar. They just all make it up. Youth suicide spike linked to increased access to puberty blockers, sex change hormones. There's this, are you noticing a trend here, folks? Death is the trend. These are eugenicists running the planet. They believe they're stewards of the earth, ridding it of the pesky humans. That's what they believe. That's what they're doing. Woke nonsense has now ruined the act of donating blood. Now, this is the story that, if you understand this, you understand where this country is going and why it's going to be a hell in a handbasket. A man who donates blood, he's been doing it for 50 years. He's donated 125 pints of blood in his lifetime. Goes to the normal clinic to donate blood, although there was something new this time. He had to fill out a questionnaire, and he had to answer if he was pregnant or not. A man had to answer if he was pregnant or not. He refused to answer, and so he could no longer give blood. Do you understand how nonsensical that is? Do you understand how ludicrous, ridiculous that is? That's the woke, liberal, leftist society in a nutshell. Their fake, woke bullcrap is their number one priority. So, oh, everybody must get the vaccine. Bunch of people die from it. Doesn't matter. Hey, men can be pregnant too. So men have to be asked the question if they're pregnant before they give blood. Man says, I'm not answering your question. That's ridiculous. I'm a man. Oh, sorry, we can't give blood. Somebody doesn't get blood. Somebody dies. That's it in a nutshell, folks. Boy, oh boy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. I told you earlier about all the great supplements in the immune support pack. Survival Shield X2, vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, immune support formula, whole food multivitamin. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you haven't prepared for the collapse of civilization that seems imminent at this point, it's the Biden agenda to destroy this country, you might want to take that seriously. Go to preparetoday.com, folks. It's a one-stop shop for all your emergency preparedness needs. Most importantly, emergency food supplies. We've already sourced out the highest quality storable foods at the best price, and we've put it at preparetoday.com. So it's the Biden agenda to destroy this country. You might want to act accordingly. Seeing the food shortages, seeing the inflation, seeing the recession, you may want to act accordingly. You may want to go to preparetoday.com and prepare yourself. And it's not just the great emergency food supplies that we have there. There's all kinds of other survival gear and emergency needs that you might not have thought of that are there at the website preparetoday.com as well. And it's your support there that keeps this important transmission live on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. With these other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies.
gummies, and then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off, back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Ladies and gentlemen, high-quality, storable food is back in stock, ready to ship right now. We've not been selling food for 3 months because it was taking several weeks for the food to get packaged and delivered to you. Most other companies are completely out. But now they have a large spectrum of high-quality food ready to ship. Everything you find at preparewithalex.com or preparetoday.com is in stock, ready to ship. So go to preparewithalex.com or preparetoday.com and order your high-quality, storable food right now, ready to ship to you and your family. With the inflation happening, with the food shortages, with the wars, with the collapsing borders, everything's happening, is one of the most important decisions you can make is to have high-quality, storable food, water filtration, air filtration, and more. And it's not just those items. It's hundreds of other high-quality preparedness items and survival items right now at preparewithalex.com that, again, redirects to preparetoday.com. I would not procrastinate, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most important things you can do is get ahead of inflation now, because the inflation is just beginning.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Hey! And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we got the snake theme today because I got a rattlesnake in my backyard, and apparently in a capitalist country, I can't pay anyone to get rid of it. So I'm probably going to go home later and get bit by a rattlesnake and die. It's been nice knowing you. It's Biden's America. Everyone dies by snake bites now because we don't have any service in this country anymore. And so I'm going to give out the phone number now, and I want to start aggregating calls, because whether it's the travel Armageddon on airlines, whether it's the diesel gas outages, whether it's the supply chain crises and outages of food shortages at grocery stores, maybe it's just you're going to a restaurant or you're trying to call to have a service at your house and you can't get it. I know I'm not the only one experiencing this. So I want to put out the phone line to take calls on this, and we'll take calls in the entire third hour. And if I can get the rest of this news off my desk, I'll start doing it next segment. The number to call in, 877-789-2539. What experiences are you having now in Biden's collapsing America that are just signs and symptoms that our entire society and civilization are collapsing around us, that we're no longer in a capitalist country. We're no longer in a free market capitalist country where services were performed adequately, timely, punctually, to now you're just like begging to even find somebody. Like, you're lucky if you can even get somebody to service your car, your house, you know, I mean, it's just, so I want to hear your stories on this, because I don't want to sit here and pontificate on my experiences with it. What have been your experiences in Biden's collapsing America? Again, travel nightmares, gas outages, energy nightmares, grocery bill nightmares. I mean, just whatever it is, and things I'm not even thinking of, things I'm probably just not even seeing, not even hearing, because you're doing other things that I don't do, and you're witnessing a different sign and symptom of Biden's collapsing civilization. So we're going to take calls on that, 877-789-2539. In the meantime, let me just try to get the rest of this news off my desk and these video clips taken care of, and we'll start taking phone calls. But again, 10,000 flights delayed last weekend, 5,000 plus canceled. So this is what you're getting in Biden's America, and I can't even get a rattlesnake removed from my backyard. And you'd think that'd be kind of a serious thing, you know? You think that'd be kind of a serious thing here. Heck, maybe even the local government might want to have some kind of a pest control system to come get rattlesnakes so that they don't bite and kill people. But no, not in Biden's America. No way, not a chance in this America, this third world hellhole we're living in. Carol Roth has a great breakdown here of Joe Biden's lies on Twitter. Important thread, misinformation and lies. How does Twitter allow this tweet to stay up given their misinformation policy? This is not only misleading, it is an intentional, egregious, bald-faced lie. Read the thread for breakdown. Biden says, the fact is we've got about 790 or so billionaires in America. You know what their average tax rate is? About 8%. I believe that no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a teacher, a firefighter, an electrician, or a cop. Now, Carol Roth does an investigation to this, and it turns out that's just an outright lie from Joe Biden. And she says, I saw this above tweet, and I went, 8%? How do I get in on this sweet tax rate? So I went to the White House site and looked at their study. It was not based on tax records or even income, which is what tax rates are based on. The study was based on unsold stock. So it's Biden is literally putting out fake numbers on his Twitter account. Fake numbers. Now, it's obviously not Biden doing it. Who knows who's running the Twitter accounts? But they're just blatantly lying on Twitter. But of course, I mean, I cover Biden's lies on Twitter every day. He tweets out a lie. But that's allowed to go. Some Facebook employees demand censorship of climate change skepticism. Yeah, they don't like the truth about the Vostok ice core samples that prove industrialization of the planet has not led to more carbon in the atmosphere. That is a lie. But see, that's the big lie that the globalists are using to kill us all. You understand that? The big lie that's being used to kill us all is that you're causing global cooling or man-made global warming or climate change. They switch it with the seasons. Ice age to melt in the 70s, acid rain in the 80s. You're causing all of it. Gas shortages in the 90s, global warming in the 2000s. Now just man-made climate change. None of it ever came true. All of their claims have been completely debunked by science. But that's the big lie that they need to get accepted, that your activity on this planet is killing it. A total lie. Now, are there things that we can do better, maybe, to sustain a better living environment, a more habitable environment? Sure. Like, here's an example. Historic June heat wave smashes records in Europe. Now, they fudge these results to get the results that they want so they can claim man-made climate change. Here's what actually causes temperature increases. And it's hilarious to me that, look, I'm not a scientist, but this is pretty basic stuff right here. What causes temperature increases is not you driving a car or you running a company or carbon emissions or any of that. What causes the temperatures to go up is when you wipe out an entire area of natural forestation and replace it with concrete and buildings. That's what raises the temperature. It's pretty well known. And other countries have figured this out, even in China, in Japan, and other countries have figured it out. And so they say, how do we build infrastructure and how do we engineer infrastructure that when we're killing off the forestation, we're also replacing it with forestation so that we don't have the dramatic temperature increase. And so they build buildings that have trees on them and vines growing up the side, and there's other stuff I've seen in Saudi Arabia. That's what causes the temperature to go up. Just like if you stand on a blacktop for an hour versus standing in a field for an hour, but it can be right next to one another. Here's the blacktop right here. Here's the field right here. Which one do you think is going to have the higher temperature? Obviously the blacktop. So that's the phenomenon of the temperatures rising. It has nothing to do with carbon emissions. It has nothing to do with driving a car or anything like that, or fossil fuels or anything. It's because we replace grass and forestation with buildings and cement that causes higher temperatures. Pretty simple stuff. You probably figured that out when you were in first grade at recess and you didn't want to play on the blacktop because it was too hot. So you played on the soccer field. But see, they need the big lie telling you that, oh, the heat waves and all the weather and everything is because of you. No, we know why the heat goes up in cities, and we can mitigate that. It's being done in other countries. But the big lie that they have to continue to perpetuate is that your activity is killing the planet. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You know, this is a ongoing situation right here. Megyn Kelly apparently believes that Pope Francis is about to resign, and she's so invested in that that she's actually over there reporting on it. Rumors growing that Pope Francis may resign, stirring speculation among Catholics. We're going to try to get our resident expert on all things Vatican, Leo Zagami, on. We reached out to him today. I would suspect he's going to be on with Alex tomorrow, so I would be on the lookout for that. Of course, Leo told me on the air probably about a month ago he expected the Pope to resign. So he really has his ear to the ground. He really knows more about the developments in the Vatican than anybody else. So I'd be on the lookout for that tomorrow from Leo Zagami. And he also made a prediction of who the next Pope would be. So we'll just see how prophetic Leo Zagami is. But I would be on the lookout for that tomorrow. Oh, as we go to break here, this is a nice breaking news story. Joe Biden creeps on little girls during Rehoboth Beach stroll. Yeah, remember he crashed his bike and then immediately went up to a little girl. Then he saw some little girls at the beach, started grabbing them too. Yeah, it's Joe Biden. He did it to his daughter in the shower. Why should we expect he'd stop now? And I've got more on that actually coming up in the next segment than your calls.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
So I did it. I signed up for the Austin Marathon. I've been training, probably not as much as I should be, but thank goodness for prayer and thank goodness for InfoWarsStore.com. Before I set out on a run, I throw down some Turbo Force to give me that energy I need to get going. You know, besides the energy, Turbo Force, it is giving me the vitamins I need, like vitamin C to keep me healthy and the essential B vitamins, plus the amino acids for sustained energy, giving me the best chance at getting through the training. And then every day now, I'm taking Dr. Jones Soreless. I have bad joints. Thanks, Mom. So this is great for giving my joints the extra support they need right now, plus inflammation support and extra flexibility. The quick-release capsules help me recover fast so I can get back to the training. Even if you're not crazy enough to take on a marathon, good news, Turbo Force, that can still give you the energy and clarity you need for every day, and Soreless can keep you moving and feeling great at any age.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high-quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting-edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com from PrepareWithAlex.com. High-quality, storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com, or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com, and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got loaded lines. I'm looking forward to going to the lines, hearing about your story of just the signs, the symptoms of Biden's collapsing America that's not being reported. I've reported some of my experiences, but I'm sure there's a lot out there for you to report on as well. So we've got some interesting calls on the line here. Quickly, though, I mentioned Biden's trip to the beach. He vacations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at a beach in Delaware. He's taking more vacation time as president already than any other president in U.S. history he spends on vacation. And so what happened at the beach was he has people that control him, and they tell him when he can talk and when he can't talk. And sometimes that's White House officials. Sometimes it's his family. But here you have Joe Biden. He's running around the beach. Now, Secret Service is there, obviously, and they don't let people approach him. But a couple little girls, Joe Biden noticed there were a couple little girls in bikinis there. And he said, oh, no, let them come. Let me touch them. And you can see it all in the video. In fact, guys, if you rewind it, guys, let's take it from the top real quick. If you watch it again, here Joe Biden is walking down the beach. Secret Service is protecting anybody from going around. And you can see actually Secret Service move in the direction of the patrons to stop them from approaching Joe. And then he says, no, 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 little girls are okay. Little girls are okay. And then two little girls in bikinis come up to him, and he has to touch them and grab them and do his normal thing with total strangers. It's just more proof. If you wanted to argue Joe Biden was a pedophile, you would have more proof right there. There's a little more proof in the White House footage when he was vice president, and in the Ashley Biden diaries, and so it just goes on. But there were some people out there trying to ask Joe a question, and then his controllers made sure to whisk him away before that would happen in clip 10.
I You may recall that I initiated was the international flat tax provision. We got 140 some nations to sign on to it. I'm coming. This is because of my son Bo's oldest daughter. And she's trying to tell me, Dad, Grandpa, Pop, get going. You promised me you'd walk.
Okay. When did you guys see for Father's Day?
We had dinner.
All hung out together.
It was really fun, and we did puzzles.
What did you buy the first thing you
did? All right.
So that's what he gets. Joe Biden is eating ice cream, doing puzzles, and getting whisked away from the media as he's on his, what is it, like 60th or 70th vacation to the Delaware Beach since he's been president. So, but he did have time to grope the little girls, okay? So let's just make sure we got it all on record. He did have time to grope the little girls. He made sure Secret Service let them run up to him. But then when people started asking him questions, Oh, Joe, no more, no more. And you can actually see him waving their arms saying, no more, no more, no, no. We don't talk to Joe. He's a little confused. See, he thought that his granddaughter was his son, Bo. And then he said that I was my granddaughter's father. And so, yeah, we got to get him off the beach now. We got to get him away from people now. You might notice that he's suffering from dementia really badly here. So we got to risk him away. And he can't answer questions without his handlers. Wow. Really just incredible stuff, isn't it? No, not really, actually. It's pathetic. It's actually extremely pathetic and disheartening that that's where our president is at. All right, let's start taking some phone calls. I want to hear people's experience in Biden's America with just all the signs, all the symptoms of a civilization in decay, in collapse. I've told some of my stories here on air. I don't want to pontificate that, even though some people called in on that. But I want to hear your stories. What are you seeing? What are you noticing? Just the signs and symptoms around you that you see and your eyes kind of wide and your ears kind of perk up and you say, whoa, how is this going on in America? There's something happening here. Let's start with Sean in California. Sean works in a warehouse. He's called in today. Sean, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Greetings, Owen. Am I coming in loud and clear?
We've got you.
Awesome. Hey, I want to do a plug first. You got the time for it? Check this out. That immune support pack, folks, I've tried everything of that except for the vitamin D gummies. I normally like Winter Sun, so I'm going to be trying it for the first time. I've tried the X2. I love it. I've tried the multivitamin. I love it. And the fact of the matter is, if you guys look at it, it's four items for less than $60. It's $15 an item. It's good for your wallet. And second, get yourself COVID Land 3 and 2,000 Mules. That bargain there, I'm going to get my copy of COVID Land, 2,000 Mules to my sheriff, Sheriff Bianco, here in Riverside County, because we were hit by mules. And we are going to get those mules arrested. I am going to swear on my own grave, we are going to get those guys.
I like that. Like get a copy of 2,000 Mules. Give it to your local sheriff. That's a good idea.
Yes, sir. That's how we do this InfoWar. We take this knowledge. Now, Owen, before I hit the food topic, real quick, people need to realize we don't need to have secession. We keep the union, fire the United States Corporation, formerly the Virginia Company. Go to national-assembly.net. You learn how. You do it lawful. You don't get called a sovereign citizen. You don't get arrested. You stick to getting the people together and getting those resolutions passed to get rid of evil corporate governance that Alex has always talked about. Harrison and me have gone back and forth on this, so it's not exactly obscure. The technique is out there. It's been out there for a few years, and some states have actually.
Yeah, and I've had people break this down to me before. The only obstacle I see in that is the Democrat Party and liberals. I mean, if we could get everybody on this, the Democrat Party, but Democrat voters and liberals, they'll never get around to understand something like this. They're fully bought in and brainwashed by their slave masters. So I just see that as something that can never happen because the people can never come together.
Well, and that's people who love their misery. Until they get miserable enough to wake up, you and me, we're going to have to suffer these high gas prices.
That's what we're talking about today is the misery that we're experiencing. And you just look around, you're like, this isn't a first world free market capitalist country anymore.
Well, look at this, Owen. The staple I'm going to talk about, I work at a warehouse that puts eggs in different stores, okay? I do the overnight security, so my joke is they don't hatch, right? But here's the thing. The eggs go to a store, let's call it Costco. And people know who they are, and they know how that founder is, or that company at the top, how blue and liberal they are. Costco is refusing to take egg shipments, and we have them. So the company winds up taking them, and later they turn them into powdered egg mix or into, like, the proteins go into protein bars. So you get that dry, nasty, powdery egg stuff because these people at Costco right now want us to suffer and not have good, fresh omelets or good eggs for cake mix or bread or
other staples. Explain this to me a little more. I'm not fully understanding. So you're basically at a warehouse that I guess is kind of a processing center or a hub to move eggs around to grocery stores or whatever, and you're saying Costco doesn't want them? Or
Correct. We get eggs from Arizona. I'm not going to give away our name, you know, get myself too much in trouble. We get the eggs from Arizona. We get them to, like, Trader Joe's, Costco's, Winco, different, you know, they ship out pallets of flats of these eggs. I basically make sure no one gets in the fridge at night to break in and run off with the food or take the computers out of the office, you know, typical security work. And the thing is, I've listened to the truck drivers, and they're discussing, yeah, Costco didn't want the flat today, da-da-da-da. So I asked one of the foremen, well, what's the deal with that? He's like, well, we still make our money. We sell it to, you know, another company that powders them or will turn them into a protein mix for, like, you know, those dry, you know, nasty protein bars. Not like your bars, by the way. You got to bring those back. I actually did order the ones with the white frosting. Those were so good. And I'm not.
Yeah, we did have the best protein bars, but I think it was a COVID supply chain. We couldn't get the ingredients anymore.
Yeah, you see how that is? We're having to make do with less, and that's going
to
affect our
health.
So
what I'm trying to understand is why doesn't Costco want the eggs? Is it because they're not selling them, or are they just – that's what I'm not understanding.
Artificial scarcity, Owen. You know, you know these corporations are all aligned up at the top when we go to the CEOs with BlackRock, Vanguard. So they're creating that, you know, oh, these shelves are empty today, or that shelf's empty today.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, the one thing, because I buy a lot of eggs, and I haven't noticed there been, I mean, sometimes I'll go and the eggs will be dwindling, but there's always been a supply. The price has gone up a lot. So you think Costco wants there to be false scarcity of eggs?
I'm thinking they're doing that, just like I'll go to Kroger, and you'll have, you know, an area that's out of a certain type of meat, and then the next day, you walk through the store, and hey, they're on clearance. It's like it was out last night. You know, I shop at a Ralph's, which is our California version of Kroger, and that's another company. They were the ones that kicked Mike Lindell out of their store when he was doing his exposés.
Yeah.
So a lot of these corporations are in line with this governance, and this means we as people got to wake up, realize who they are, and boycott them when they do stuff like that against us in terms of the economic level. Or in my case, I know someone in my California assembly is an example of what we're doing out here. She happens to raise chickens in her yard. She sells eggs. I buy them. So not only are we, you know, involved on talking about topics like this, we actually put our money where our mouth is.
Yeah. And that's the ultimate answer, is becoming independent from this entire corporate system, which you'll try to make that illegal eventually too. They already are. But yeah, that's the answer, is becoming independent from the corporate government system. Sean, thank you for the call. All right. I'm going to come back and play a video clip in this short segment, but then the entire third hour, we're taking your calls. The lines are filled up. We're going to take all these calls in the third hour today.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every single person listening to the sound of my voice needs to listen to me very, very carefully. Dinesh D'Souza made the most important documentary in U.S. history, 2,000 Mules. That's not hype. That's the truth. The film proves how the deep state Democrats stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to do it again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with all the censorship going on, it is critical to own the DVD with the expanded extra so you have it in your library so it can't be censored and so you can show it to your church, your business, your neighbors, or just perfect strangers. We have the film available
ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have it discounted when you get other films like Covidland Part 1, 2, or 3 that just came out. There's discounts to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to play a couple videos here. Let's first go to, I don't want to tease this too much because this 90-second clip is like an entire movie in the plot development here, because you're listening to it and you think it's going one way, but you know what? Did you guys censor this? Okay, good, because there's a lot of cursing here. You listen to this, you think that the video is going one way, and then it hits you like the end of the sentence, and it just goes a completely different direction, and you're just left dumbfounded by it. So I don't want to give you too much context here. Just we all know about the gas prices, and it's obviously angering all Americans how bad it is, including this individual in clip 11.
$90! I have to decide between buying gas or buying food! And guess who wins? Because I have to get to the job that I need. I can buy anything at all. That doesn't pay me enough. And people want to donate $1,000 to fucking cats. $98 at Costco to fill up my tank. $98! $5.50 a tank. $5.50 a gallon at Costco. $5.50 a gallon at Costco. This is the work of the religious right.
No!
Listen to Robert Reich, who clearly who gives us all of the evidence about how our poverty is a choice that our government made for us. A CEO is not worth 351 times what I get paid. Ever.
Wow. There she is. That's your standard liberal right there. That is your liberal leftist Democrat voter right there. So they vote for these policies. They vote to get crushed financially, and then they complain at the consequences of their vote, and then they blame the guy that they didn't vote for. These are the deranged leftists that exist amongst us, folks. These are the biggest threats to a functioning civilization and a prosperous civilization that currently exist. But see where you thought that was going one way, right? Oh, here she is complaining about gas prices. Surely she's going to say how bad Biden has been. And then she blames Republicans and Christians. Man, are liberals stupid. These are the dumbest people walking the earth, man. It's a new classification of mental disorder called liberalism. And I mean that if that doesn't put it into perspective right there. I don't know what is. You voted for Biden. As soon as Biden gets into office, your life gets worse and you can't afford gas and food anymore. And then you blame the guy that you didn't vote for, who's not in office. Incredible mental gymnastics that liberals are able to put on display, such as that. Now here's another clip that I want to make a larger point about. This clip in clip 13. This is a famous video of an Olympian who's running a long-distance race, and he suffers from an injury or a calf injury. Guys, you can put it on the screen here. I just need the B-roll. And so he's trying to finish the race with his calf injury, and he's hopping around. And his father runs out onto the track to help him finish the race. You've probably seen this before, classic father-son moment, a great Father's Day memory here. And so what happens, though, is security obviously comes and tries to remove him from the track. And so you can see this happening here. Security rushes out there like it's a panic, and they've got their walkie-talkies and their earpieces, and they're, oh, we got to get you off the track and everything. And the father says, hey, man, I'm his son. I'm going to help him finish the race. Leave me alone. And good for him. Now, here's the lesson to learn from this, and here's the point that I've made before that I want people to understand. We can live, we have an option. We can live in a land of law, or we can live in a land of justice. Now, in this video, the option is put on display. If you want to live in a land of law, then the security comes out, arrests that man, arrests the father, removes him from the facility, probably bans him from the Olympics. Or we can live in a land of justice where, yeah, even though he probably broke the rules by going out there, you know what? That's his father. He's helping his son cross the finish line. We're going to allow it. That's justice.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible. And these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. With these other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off, back in stock. But get four of the products together for 60% off.
Sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him.
Oh boy. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get a new badge on my Boy Scout uniform today. Because you just
drink all of your root beer.
I'm not trying to ruin the transmission. I probably am airing my dirty laundry. But you gotta understand, folks, I live alone. I don't have people that take care of my house. There's nobody I can call. I don't, you know. So I gotta deal with this stuff on my own. And just you won't believe. You just won't even believe it. I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story here today, but I'm telling you, we are just, this is not a free market capitalist country anymore. We are in la-la land, and it's like people just don't even care. They can lie to you. They can deceive you. I mean, it's just, I don't get it. And so, but anyway, the theme is for the phone calls today, what signs, what symptoms, what experiences are you having with now Biden's collapsing America, where you're seeing things and experiencing things, and it's just like, hey, this is not a free market capitalist first world country anymore. This is not the America I recognize. This is not the America I grew up in. This is not the first world free market capitalist country that has been so prosperous over the years. This is a collapsing nation going third world quickly. So I've explained some of my experiences with that, but I want to hear yours. And so we're going to take calls the rest of the hour on this. Before Wayne Allen Root takes over in the fourth hour. And by the way, Leo Zagami is confirmed for tomorrow with Alex Jones. Big story on the Pope. You're going to want to be watching that tomorrow when Alex Jones finally does make his return. But let's go back to the phone lines, and we go to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. So I run a small law firm. A solo practice, as they call it. And starting in March 2020, I had to get rid of all my staff, with only a few people, law clerk, what have you. Things are running, as I always had encountered them for 10 years or what have you. And then obviously with the shutdown, things got worse and worse, and it's only gotten worse since then. I can echo your sentiment as to recently it's gotten really bad. And,
seems like it's just falling off the cliff lately.
Yes. And once I heard you say that, I gotta get a call in him because recently it's become very difficult for me to deal with every range of all the services that I utilize to run my business. And this stems from everything from supply chain issues to just general staffing to, I'm really being sincere about this. I think the people that have lived through these injections are sometimes you have cognitive problems now. So there's a whole host of things, and it's like a blight type system Power and Piven, and a whole host of other things we've been discussing all this time, but now it's starting to reach a level of critical mass. And most other people, especially in the state of New Jersey, are into this woke neuro-linguistic cult that they've been subsumed in. And the ones who've taken, you know, the shots are for some reason are even more inducted into it. I'm just wondering when the whole thing collapses.
And well, you know, you said something I want to kind of prod on there, because whenever I walk into a store, like, it doesn't seem to matter. Anytime I walk into a store, in fact, I forgot to even mention, even last night when I was trying to get a new jacket, like, nobody's even working. Like, nobody's even working. There were like 10 people waiting, one person working, 9 of them just left. I just waited. And, there's a sign that says now hiring. It's like everywhere I go, there's a sign that says now hiring. Is nobody wanting to work anymore? Like, how, none of it makes sense to me.
No, and I couldn't find staff. I still can't. Not competent staff. I run a very serious business. I have, serious, commitments to clients that I could use my, lose my license for. I can't just have any, you know, person just coming in here and I just can't find anybody. So I do everything by myself. You know, I didn't take, the shot. I don't subscribe to what occurred here. And I'm just, you know, trying out in the wilderness, still working. And I end up working 13, 14 hour days and raising 2 kids. Just to, you know, for the last dying vestiges of capitalism, which I will go down on a sinking ship with.
See, and that's the story right there, is that, and I noticed this the other day, there was this lawyer, this video went viral, it was promoted by some group, this lawyer in California, this young girl, she's, I think in her 30s or 20s, and she's complaining because she's a lawyer and she works 10 hours a day and she lives alone and she just can't keep up with life anymore, you know, keeping up her house and taking care of her pets and doing her legal work. And she just says, I have a mental disorder. I'm depressed because I'm doing this all the time. And it's this weird phenomenon of, yeah, it nowadays in America, like you just said, if you actually want to live your free life how you want to and still be able to be independent and prosperous, you're working 2 times, 3 times as harder as you normally are. That's a choice that you make. There's no excuse like, oh my gosh, oh poor pitiful me. That, no, that's the choice you make to live the high standard of life you want. And now you have to do double the amount of work to do just that. But it's this weird thing like demonizing that now. It's like, oh, I have to work so hard to maintain the life I want. That's the sign of the collapsing first world, where you have to work 2-3 times as hard to maintain your lifestyle that you had before the collapse. So I think that's what you're talking about, Jordan. Thank you so much for the call there. Let's go to Kathy in Arizona. Kathy, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
My story is about snakes and veterinarians and a dog. I don't know if you have time to hear the whole story, but what do you think?
Well, let's give it a go.
Oh, okay. Well, about 3 weeks ago, I have 2 little Yorkies, brothers, 13 years old. I let them out in the morning to go potty. So first thing, right? So I'm half asleep. I hear them barking. Go out there, they're barking at a planter box. And, I'm in southern Arizona, about an hour from Nogales and an hour from Tucson. So, anyway. I bring them in real quick because I don't know what the hell's going on. And, I call him the bigger one. He's shaking like a leaf and he's bleeding from his nose. And I go, holy crap. So I'm like in panic mode now. So I go out there and sure enough, it's a big old rattler, curled up behind the, so I know it's a rattlesnake because he's rattling like hell. So I thought, oh crap, it's 5:45, the vets don't open in town till 8. What do I do? Well, I don't know if you watched The Water. I'm sure you know all about that inside and out. I do. Anyway, I thought, okay, I got some hydrochloroquine and ivermectin, and that's supposed to be an antivenom. So I shove that down his throat. I call the fire department. That's another thing. The fire department out here, they'll come out and get the snake. But that's the end of the story. So anyway, I get the information, go to Tucson, which is an hour from me, get to the vet, emergency ER, 24 hours, right? Their doors aren't open. They have a sign on the door, call, call. So I start calling. I can see the people at the desk, and they don't answer the phone. So I'm
You're telling me you're outside a 24-hour veterinarian service, and you can see them through the door picking up the phone?
Yes. No, no, they did not answer the phone.
Oh, ignoring the phone.
Pardon me?
They're ignoring the phone right in front of you.
Yes. In fact, there was a man outside that he actually works on the complex. He says, you know, they're in there. And I said, I know I can see them, but they're... So anyway, a woman comes out, right, to the parking lot with her mask on. They don't allow any... I said, can I come in with my dog? Well, we don't have a vet on duty. I said, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, I get my dog out of the car. She takes his blood pressure and his temperature, and his vitals are perfect. He's not shaking anymore. He's fine, right? So I said, so what do I do now? So she gives me an address and a phone number for another vet in town. The traffic was unbelievable at that time. It must have been about 7 by then. And anyway, so I call them up. No vet on duty, right? Oh, my God. So I haul it back to my little town, and I go to my vet.
Well, Kathy, we're out of time, but look, okay. I mean, I just feel like these things aren't coincidences. I feel like we're all experiencing the same thing. It's the collapse of America being a first world country, sadly.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today. The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong. And they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site. And it's our huge sponsor, funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there. I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups.
because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Taking your calls. Have you been experiencing life in America not as it once was? Have you been experiencing life in Biden's America as a collapsing country, no longer a first world free market capitalist country? I know I have, and I highly doubt these are isolated incidents, and I highly doubt I'm the only one. And so we're hearing other stories about this right now. And we now go to Michigan, where Tim has called in. He runs a painting company. Tim, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Tim.
Howdy, Tim.
I own a small business in Michigan of a painting company, and I mean, I've been dealing with the shortages since, you know, COVID started, where I get my paint from. I get it from a bigger corporation. Obviously, they had supply chain issues, and then they moved into the climate stuff in Texas there when you guys had your big freeze. It froze out their plant, which then created even more shortages for them. Mm. So we've been dealing with that. I've been dealing with that now for, well, we're going almost 3 years. Now the thing is we've also had a 56% increase over the last 2 years on all material.
You're talking about a price increase.
Right. 56% in the last 2 years. The most I ever had was 3% in the past 12 years on a given year. And we've had 56% in two. And then now what I think they're doing is because they're trying to cut some costs without raising again, the paint products I use now aren't covering as well. So they're obviously changing some things. So now they're not covering as much. So now I've had to do a third coat or other things like that, which is costing me more time, more money. Then they don't have deep bases or certain bases for the products because I've been buying in bulk for several years. So now I have to carry different bases of the same product or a lower product, and I store this in just my home. You know, I just have a small business, and it comes out of my house. I build a storage room just to try to keep the prices lower for people through this time and make sure I don't run out of product because I can't do a job if I don't have no paint. You know, and then I just, in my last quarter that we just had, I actually had sales of $43,000 more than last year, but my net profit was $800.
So that's another example where the Democrats are lying and they're blaming, oh, corporate greed or capitalist greed. No, the producer price index has increased more than the consumer price index. So that's what you're talking about now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I had $43,000 more in work that came in. But out of that 43,000, 42,200 of that went out in employee costs and product costs. And not to mention now there's gas costs. I mean, and I work in my business, the people that work for me, because, you know, I don't have very many because nobody wants to work. I pay everybody $30 an hour for the hours they work, including myself. I pay myself $30 an hour when I'm at work. Then the I'm only making somewhere between 10 and 20% as profit that goes off of each job that goes back in to the business, pays for my time that I do estimates, the gas price that when those estimates are free, my wife's time who comes out and helps pick up paint, me shopping, me doing bulk, me storing these things at home.
Well, let me just ask you this because I want to take other calls here. Because what I think is happening is that the consumer has not really been hit
really yet. I mean, yeah, we've seen our grocery bills go up, energy bills go up. But to me, my guess is that most companies, whether they're big or small, are probably taking the same approach as you, is that it, with this first wave of inflation and this first wave of the producer price index, the company is actually taking the hit. And I don't know if your mindset is, I'll take the hit once, maybe twice, but then third, fourth time, it's going to have to be the consumer that takes this hit, or you're going to have to go out of business. That's what I kind of see going on right now. Do you think that that's the case for the rest of the country?
Yeah, I think so. And the hard part is everybody thinks because you're a business that you just have lots of money. And I like that, where you're that lady that you just...
Yeah, that's what people that have never run a business think, at least.
I mean, until I started my own business 12 years ago, I was a Democrat, right? And then I started my own business, and I realized a whole different lifestyle.
And there it is.
Yep. And I went that way, and for me, it's about relationships with the customers and the people, and I've been doing that for 12 years, because people are going to be tired of being treated as just a number. It's not about money. It's about having that that connection with the customer, the person I know, like, and trust them. They trust me, and that's going to come what comes down to it more as.
And that's why the small business is so important in this country, and why the middle class is so important, because, yeah, you don't need to buy a 10 million square foot mansion or whatever. You're going to have a nice house for your family, and, you know, maybe you have a nice little barbecue on the back of your porch, and maybe a pool, and that's the life you want to live, and you have a good service, and you have good customers, and they like you, and they repeat. That's the American dream. But now that we have these big corporations, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm not blaming the CEOs. I like capitalism. But yeah, okay, the CEOs there, they have big mansions, probably 10 of them, 30 of them across the planet, and they treat their customers like they don't matter. They pay their employees as little as they can. And but now that whole process has become so numb that it's not the process that it once was. It's not enjoyable as it once was. And Tim, I thank you for the call. Folks, I'm telling you, I think next year, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, next year seems so far away, but it won't be. I mean, I think that the consumer price index hit has really not happened yet. I think that next year, if this trend continues, you're going to see a consumer price index increase. It's going to be bad, because the producer price index is really increasing, but that cost hasn't been shared with the consumers yet. It's going to have to happen eventually. And that's kind of what Tim was just talking about. Let's go to Digital Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
I'll get right to my point after this moment of prayer here. Father God, I just ask that you would continue to bless all believers, Lord, and show yourself to those who don't yet know you, Lord, that you would anoint the Alex Jones team at InfoWars to continue to do this great work, and be with Owen as he takes care of that snake. I rebuke the fact that you're going to get hurt by that snake, Owen, in Jesus' holy, perfect, precious name. Listen, we've got to be focused. There's serious mental illness, and what I'm noticing is the acceleration of the mental illness from the uninformed. It's not just that they're the left. Once they become informed, like Tim, okay, he got informed because he started a business, and he had to be informed to have the business. Some of us just naturally have that propensity. Anyway, what doesn't come without experience. And so God bless him that he's now doing the right thing. What I see and my point and what I think we need to do is we have to be very focused. Just the opposite of joke Biden. Just the opposite. He hands everything off. Oh, I don't care about that. He's just too concerned about what little girl he's going to grow up and molest. That's what
he's a placeholder.
About. He's a placeholder. Exactly. So here's what we have to do. We have to use the classic who, what, when, where, why, and how. Write it down. Who do you want to talk to? If it's somebody, you could write down somebody in the grocery store or the neighbor, whatever. What do you want to talk about? Gather the material that you want to talk about. Maybe the plant burnings or something else. It could be anything. Where? Obviously, you know, wherever you are, the neighbor at the fence in the grocery store, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they can censor the internet, but they can't censor person-to-person conversation yet.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. And people ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling, because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts. A lot of listeners have told us it's hard to find, out of the thousands of great items at InfoWarsStore.com, all the storable food. So we've made it easy with our great partners that supply us with the highest quality storable food out there at the lowest price you're going to find for good food. PrepareToday.com. Go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family with what's coming and what is already unfolding with global food shortages. I told you over 2 years ago the globalists were going to have massive inflation and food shortages, and it's happened just like clockwork. And I'm telling you, it's going to get a lot worse. They have designed this. The way to beat them is to buy food now before your dollar is even more devalued. We are ready to ship to you right now at PrepareToday.com. And not just horrible food, hundreds of the highest quality survival and preparedness items in stock at low prices ready to ship to you right now at PrepareToday.com. You can also use the URL PrepareWithAlex.com, and it takes you there. Take action.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here. They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2,000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2,000 Mules.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're taking your phone calls. What signs, what experiences have you seen where you just sit there and you just say, I'm not in a first world free market capitalist country anymore. This isn't the America I know. This is like a third world hellhole. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to work. The service is crap. There's shortages everywhere. Prices are going up. What the heck is going on here? So we're reflecting on that together here on the Alex Jones Show. And we've got David in Texas on the line with us. David, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. Yeah, big fans of the show. My wife and I, we listen every day. You know, I had originally called about one thing. I'm going to kind of tie it in as well, but it more on the line of just stepping back and thinking to myself that, you know, this isn't the country that I grew up in. You know, I look up in the skies, and I live out in Seguin, Texas, so I'm actually even outside of that in the country. By the way, before I forget, the wildlife rescue, if you call the wildlife rescue, they usually will come out and pick up the snakes, and we had a turtle that got picked up, something like that. So definitely give them a call.
I gave them a call. They didn't answer. I'll try it again later, though.
Okay. Yeah, definitely try them again. I think that happened to us, too. Anyways, you know, we moved out to Seguin because of literally the day that Biden took the office is the day we moved officially into our house out in Seguin in the country. And we moved. My dad had retired as a colonel in the Air Force out of Randolph Air Force Base. And we had noticed a lot more activity, especially after he took over the presidency, of the military drone surveillance. And that was, to me, it was like a slap in the face, being able to walk as a kid on base and just be proud of, you know, the country that I live in. But then to find out, looking up the congressional documents where they were discussing bringing the drones back from the Middle East to repurpose them and be used for basically surveillance here in the U.S. And then on top of that, just 2 weeks prior to the election, actually, in October of 2020, there was a big, huge grant that was won by the U.S. Air Force. And I think that this ties into a lot of the problems that we see. It was for 5G experimentation and, exploration, I think is what it's called. Easily findable. They pretty much brag about it online. Haven't heard anybody discuss this. But the Randolph was actually given that part of that contract. And I think that we're seeing a lot of the signs of that part of it in just everyday life. Like, I think that some of the headaches, like with the 5G, the weather, I think they're able to use to kind of play with the weather. I also think that it has a lot, like, people's nightmares, things like that, too. I know I've been having really weird dreams lately. And when we moved out to Seguin, it's like a war zone on the weekend outside. Like, I shouldn't hear anything, but you hear these little helicopters constantly. And it's like, you know, this is not the country that I grew up in, where they're above the house looking down, and they have thermal imaging. So, I mean, your roof is pointless, you know.
What are they doing? Why is there increased air traffic with military aircraft?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. Nobody seems to be able to answer that. But the
what about the climate change? I mean, that carbon emissions. I mean,
exactly. No, yeah, it's nuts. I think that it's weird too. Oh, and the chemtrails. That's another thing that they're doing.
We got blasted yesterday. I think I showed that picture on air. Literally, I watched 6 airplanes fly over my head and all leave a chemtrail behind. 6 in a line. I still have the image on my phone. I don't know if I showed it yesterday. I don't know if it was on this or the war room.
I have tons. I have probably hours if you add them all up. I probably have a
good day's
worth of recording.
That is unreal. That they just blatantly spray this crap on top of us, right on top of our heads. I don't know how well that translates to the air. I'm just trying to show the image on my phone. But you can see, I watched 6 airplanes all fly in a straight line and just douse us with these chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's can you see that there? Yeah, look at that. There it is, right there. That's a good little angle of it. And I just sat there and I just watched them. It's like, what are they spraying on us? They're killing us, man. They're killing the damn planet. And talk about the climate change, the man-made climate change, as they spray all these chemicals in the air that land down on Mother Earth and destroy it. And then I'm told I can't eat steak or drive a car. Give me a break. Yeah, thanks for the call, David. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, before I cover no tires, no car batteries, if I do find them, they're at $300 a piece. I have an emergency message to you, Owen and Alex, from Undead Chronic. He's offering you a platform on his YouTube, and even if he loses his 52,000 subscribers, he invites you, Alex, anybody else, Harrison, to come on his podcast. But can't get tires here in Georgia, can't get the right size. I had to go to 4 different stores to get a car battery yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that's normally in good supply. I mean, sometimes tires, you got to shop around a little bit, but usually you can find it pretty easily. But batteries? You can't even get a battery?
Well, I finally got one, but it was very difficult. They just wanted to sell me one for $300.
Jeez. And by the way, if China goes into Taiwan and takes control of the chip plants, folks, you have no idea what a disaster this is going to be. Like, for example, the government gives out these debit cards, these debit cards loaded with cash to illegal immigrants. There is a chip shortage because they put the chip in your debit cards now. There's a chip shortage, so the government's complaining because they can't give the prepaid debit cards to illegal immigrants because they don't have chips. And now apparently the car batteries. Hey, Bart, if you want to give me the email or the crew can give that individuals who runs that YouTube channel my email, or they can take that. I'd be happy to go on his show.
Yes, I have his email, and I've been on his podcast 6 times. I'm been on YouTube, and he's been kind enough to give me a platform. And he's a big fan of your show. He's a big fan of Alex and Harrison.
So let's just do this. Hey, guys, just get his email. I'll get that individual's email and get the name of his YouTube channel, too. Guys, just take that down on a note from Bart off air, and I'll reach out. I'd go on his YouTube show. I'm always glad to be invited on people's YouTube show. All right, let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Howdy.
So I got a call from a buddy of mine that said you had a problem with a snake. I happen to be the owner of Brush Creek Snake Removal here in Austin, Texas. We handle Austin, Round Rock, Pflugerville, Georgetown.
Listen to this, folks. Listen to this. Tell me, the Alex Jones Show is like a Swiss Army knife of usage and tools. I mean, I don't want to turn this into my own thing. I was using that as an example because I'm sitting there this morning. I'm calling all these different numbers. Nobody answers their phone. I'm like, can I just get a service to come take the snake? And nobody will do it. I can't do it.
Well, we are always here if you need us, and you can give us a call at 512-665.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. What is the name? What is your name?
We are Brushy Creek Snake Removal. We're a Round Rock ISD vendor.
I love this guy. I love Brushy Creek. Did I get that? Brushy Creek?
Brushy Creek Snake Removal.
Well, my friend, you probably have just earned yourself a customer. That is, unless I decide to go total wild man and try to take this snake down myself, but I'd prefer to leave it to the professionals. What's your story, though?
So I actually have a longtime customer. Her name is Judy. She's a very sweet older lady, lives in Georgetown. She's been using me for several years to remove snakes. I got a call from her, I want to say about a month ago, and she is completely in tears, crying. And I'm like, Judy, what's wrong? What can I help you with? And she goes, there's a snake in my garage. It's a rattlesnake. I don't know what to do. I can't afford to pay you. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I filled my car up with gas this morning.
Oh my God.
And I don't have the money to pay you. And she was literally in tears crying because she's got pets and she's got her daughter who comes over with her kids. They're always in the garage. So I ended up, you know, putting my everything aside. I understand that times are tough. I went over and removed the snake for free.
Well, you're a great American, Chris. I got to take a break, but that what a great story.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. And people ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts. FreeWorldOutlet.com. That is a very important URL for InfoWars supporters that want to get great products and save massively. FreeWorldOutlet.com is an amazing organization that we have partnered with who is helping us purchase more product into the future so they can sell our products at a greater discount than you'll normally find at InfoWarsStore.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com is amazing. We're partnered with them. And things like DNA Force Plus that have been sold out at InfoWars Store is available there. Things like X2 being sold at full price, 40% off at freeworldoutlet.com, and so much more. Here's some of the others. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And so many other specials you won't find anywhere else but freeworldoutlet.com. Freeworldoutlet.com, and keep InfoWars in the air while getting great products.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
All right, we are still taking your calls. What is it that you've seen, signs, symptoms of a collapsing country? We're no longer a first world free market capitalist country, but we're collapsing into a third world communist hellhole quickly. And it's just these, like right now it doesn't seem so bad, but folks, this stuff cascades quickly. And so let's go to Geneva in Michigan. Geneva, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hi, thanks for calling.
So I recently just started a farm with my husband in Michigan. And so we're kind of getting an inside look at everything that's going on right now in the farming business. And it's just insane. We're seeing farms going out of business left and right that have been in business for decades, which is partly good for us because we're getting some discounted items, but it's not good for the rest of you.
Right.
And we're seeing items that are hard to find, like anything from greenhouse plastic, the hardware cloth, just items that you need on a farm.
So and just stuff that normally you'd go to the store, it'd all be readily available. Now you're not finding it.
Right, exactly. And the feed for the animals is going up like crazy. And luckily, we're just on a small scale, so it's not hurting us. But these big-time farmers where they just can't afford to feed the animals, and you're seeing these cattle dying, you know, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, and by the way, though, dying. See, but you're getting into the issue again of the producer price index is rising. It hasn't really hit the consumer yet. It's going to soon. And by the way, when the Biden administration thinks they're going to help this country by putting more ethanol out there for fuel, that's going to crush this country because that corn is used to feed the livestock that then feeds us. So, I mean, it's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Right, big time. Plus, with the fertilizer, how it's going up like crazy, a lot of farmers aren't even planting corn this year. And add on top of that, the ethanol issue, it's the feed prices are going to go up even more.
Yep.
And people aren't going to be seeing as much meat in their store next year.
No, it's already the case this year. That I'm already seeing, because I eat a lot of steaks, and I can tell you the place where I go to get my steaks, it's, I wouldn't even say half. It's like a third of what it used to be as far as options are concerned. And obviously the price has gone up.
Right. And the same thing with chicken, because of this avian flu issue, you're seeing a lot of chicken businesses go under because they're having to cull a bunch of their chickens. And so I would just suggest to people out there to make a relationship with a local farmer, buy a quarter beef, a half cow ahead of time from a local farm. You know, go to your farmer's markets and buy chicken directly from the farmer, because in the grocery store, you're going to be having problems.
Yep. Yep. And that's it. Thank you for the call, Geneva. And we've got someone who's called in, I think, with kind of a similar story, except he's not a farmer, but has taken some of your advice there, is Rico in Delaware. Rico, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing, man?
Hey, good.
All right, all right. First of all, I want to give a shout out to, I got the knockout, the knockout. I got the egg shield. And I got to tell you, man, I know it's not for, I know that Turbo Force ain't for what I used it for, but I had a female caller. And man, that stuff, that stuff works real good. Okay,
okay, all right. Hey, giggity giggity.
Listen, yeah, giggity giggity. But listen, I wanted to say, man, listen, this Biden presidency, man, I mean, this guy got me out here storing rice, beans, and it got to the point where, I don't care how much food you got stored, it gets to the point where, you got to get to where, you got to start growing some stuff.
Yep.
So, I'm trying to build myself a greenhouse in my yard and things of that sort, because I've been telling my family about this for I'm a long time InfoWars watcher, and I've been telling my family about what's coming. And, up here on the East Coast, you can go in the stores and everything is still stocked, so ain't nobody taking this stuff seriously. The prices is rising like crazy, but ain't nobody taking this stuff seriously. But this guy got me stocking beans and rice and things of that sort, because I just don't know what the next Biden crisis is going to be.
Yeah, and that's the smart thing to do. And people that would never think about prepping before are now not just thinking about it, but doing it, because seeing this country collapse under Biden, they see where it's going. Again, folks, the most frustrating thing about this is none of this had to happen. We do not have to be going through this. We don't have to be doing this. We could still be living in a prosperous America with whatever faults and flaws and everything else. But it's just, we're just getting crushed right now, and it's Biden's policies. It's the World Economic Forum's policies. It's the end man made climate change. End man made climate change. You remove the climate change, you understand. End carbon. That's you. You're the carbon-based life form. Rico, thank you for the call. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Alex, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. What's up?
Howdy.
I work in the organic food industry. I work for a USDA-certified organic franchise. It's actually the only one in the country. I'll leave it at that. And we use specific vendors to get in all of our organic produce, everything from oranges, pineapples, what have you. And in the past 9 months, I'm not getting half of what I order. And just last week, I didn't get my spinach. I didn't get my pineapples. I didn't get my chicken. I didn't get any of the things that I need, which then forces me to have to go and source locally organic stuff, because I have to use organic. It's part of the concept. But then I have to go to Whole Foods and spend literally three times as much, double as much. And my cost of goods is skyrocketing. On top of my labor is also skyrocketing, because like I told the franchise owners, we're in a wage war right now. When I go and I interview these kids and they're saying, I can go right across the street to Starbucks, or I can go to Target and less responsibility and earn more money, and I'm having a hard time. So when you say the service industry is suffering, yeah, it's hard to get good quality employees to work, let alone pay them what they're worth to make them stay. And then on top of that, my cost of goods is skyrocketing, which is also affecting how I have to manage my labor.
Because now
you're another caller that's going with this example here. The producer price index is higher than the consumer price index. Have you passed on your increasing cost to the consumer yet, or are you not to that point yet?
No. We have. So corporate, they sent out, you know, memos to everybody around the country, and it was they actually gave us the option. Our franchise owners, they did. They increased the prices up to $2 on almost everything on the menu. And, you know, everybody in my staff is always looking at me like, hey, how come we're going through this? And I try telling them, and I tell them about InfoWars. I tell them, you know, what I can, because obviously, you know, there's limitations. But, yeah, I had to tell them the reason why we have a chicken shortage is because hundreds of thousands of chickens burned, and then people are looking at us crazy, and then I got to charge them more money. And then either way, we're losing in this situation, and we're a small business. And it's, again, hitting and attacking the small business owners, but the organic industry specifically, that's what's been. When I talk to the vendors, I'm like, why can't I get my oranges? Oh, well, you know, the amount of oranges we're getting in has, you know, decreased because half the crop got destroyed. And then what is coming in is being allocated to all of the orange juice factories. So I'm last priority, last tier. And then when I talk to my vendors, you know, they're saying, oh, well, we didn't get our truck in and we're having a hard time having truckers and, you know, the.
Well, yeah, a lot of trucks are just stalled because there's no diesel on the East Coast. They're just stalled out.
So that's what I'm going through, brother.
And that's crazy, that's too. You talk about the produce. Alex, great call. Thank you for the call. Another example, folks. The producer price index is going up first. It's the producer price index that's increasing. That's going to – we haven't even really seen the CPI go up. But I've noticed with produce, because most produce is pretty cheap. I mean, but you don't – you may not notice the produce going up because mostly it's still pretty inexpensive. But if you look at your bill – and you'll notice the produce is actually increasing rapidly. All right, let's take one more call here before Wayne Allen Root takes over. Gary in Kentucky, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hi, doing good. All right? Yep.
That's good, man. Hey, man, first thing I started seeing collapsing has been a while back ago, man. It's the morale, you know. Everywhere I drive around, whether it be in the suburbs, outskirts, and even somewhat in the country, it's just not a lot of flags. There's not a lot of get up and go, you know. It looks like a lot of defeated faces a lot, man. And, you know, I go around and I'm like, hey, guys, just you cut that TV off, man, and go out here and fix problems in your local area, you know. You know, things start to change and shit like that. Well, you know, it's been about a year since I've lived in this area because I had to move away from the mountains, you know, where I'm from, because of the coal mine attack on our economy out there.
Yep.
Well, now it's coming here like it's going to be all over America. And, you know, people get nervous and they're a little, you know. But if they get out locally, man, the people that's got spine and, you know, don't really give a shit and do what they need to do.
Well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And unfortunately, a couple cuss words there, Gary. I have to drop you just because we're out of the censored dump there on the live air. But I appreciate your call. We're out of time anyway. But you know what? That really, there's something there too with the morale, because that translates to people not wanting to work, people not working as hard, people not taking the extra step, people not taking a risk. And it's just folks, we're watching our country collapse, and everybody knew it would happen under Joe Biden. And that's the placeholder role he has, to just be at the helm as a fake president as the country collapses. It's really sad to see. Thanks for all the calls. Wayne Allen Root hosting the Alex Jones Show next.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2 sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of, so the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are making their move. Their great reset is here.
They're coming for your children. They're coming for the value of your currency. They're coming for your national sovereignty. They're coming for your very bodies with their biomedical tyranny. They're coming for your free speech. They're coming for your privacy. And ladies and gentlemen, they're coming for your right to vote and have your representative in government that you and your fellow Americans choose. The new film, the seminal film, the most important documentary ever made in my view, 2000 Mules, is now available on DVD with expanded extras at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the powerful film with other documentaries discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone needs this DVD in their library to show everyone you know. We have the tools to bring these criminals to justice. They're planning to run the same scams again. This film can stop them if you take action. InfoWarsStore.com. 2000 Mules.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Wade Allyn. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host on Tuesdays from 12 noon to 3 o'clock. 12 noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time. And, of course, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time. And love to do it. Love to get the love from you. I always give out my email, and I get so many emails from Alex Jones viewers and listeners that it is wonderful and overwhelming at the same time. But I enjoy it. Because I get all my best ideas from you guys. Same as a national radio show. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Same exact thing. Get all my best ideas. WayneRoot@gmail.com. All of you are so smart. The average liberal elitist from an Ivy League school does not believe that any of you are smart. They believe you're dumb and ignorant and sheep who will follow everything they do, but not on the Alex Jones Network, not at InfoWars, not on my show. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And so there are exceptions to that rule, and I think 80 million or so Trump voters are the exception to that rule. We are far more educated and in tune with what's going on, our pulse on what's going on, than your typical liberal who has no clue and who believes the election was not stolen, who believes everything was copacetic, everything was great, who believes the vaccines are wonderful and fantastic, and now that they've worked out so well, we got to give them to little kids. Liberals are ignorant, moronic sheep who are killing themselves. But I'm shocked every day. Otherwise, I'd be smug about it. And I'd say, let the liberals kill themselves. We tried to warn them. We tried to help them. I never, ever, ever tried to make them die. It's liberals making liberals die. And I tried to warn them and educate them. But they wouldn't listen. But so normally I'd say, okay, no problem. We're going to live. They're going to die. No, that's not the case. Because so many Republicans, including fans of mine, have taken the jab. Taken the COVID vaccine against my best judgment and wisdom and attempts to empower them and educate them. They still took the vaccine, falls into two camps. About half of them say, Wayne, I love you. I listen to you every day, but I had to take the vaccine or I could not have kept my job and I've got to pay my mortgage and I can't become homeless after I've worked my whole life or I got to keep my pension and my job. And then the other half say, I didn't have to take it, but my doctor said I had to take it. My doctor said I'll die if I don't take it. My doctor said I'm a fool if I don't take it. My doctor said I'll give my mother COVID if I don't take it and kill her. I'll give my children will give me COVID and kill me if I don't take it. So I took it, okay, against my best judgment. I took it. I knew what you said, Wayne, but I took it. Amazing how two groups fall into that category. And I've got news for you on this show today that is so big. So scary, so incredible over COVID vaccines that I will spend most of the show talking about the latest studies that are out that will just blow you away. And if you took the vaccine, you're going to be very upset. And if you didn't take the vaccine, you're going to be very relieved that you didn't take it because I've got big news coming up today. Some other things I want to talk about. Biden has destroyed America on purpose. It is the intentional, purposeful destruction of America, not by Joe Biden. He's a brain-dead zombie puppet, with dementia, doesn't even know where he is and has diapers on. He goes poo-poo in his pants in the basement of the White House with a mask on. By the way, that's one of the few uses of a mask that makes sense. If you're going to go poo-poo in your pants, phew, I'm glad you got a mask on, right? Otherwise, you'd smell it. So everyone around Biden has to wear masks. Starts to make more sense now when you know what he's really like. But so it's not Biden. It's the people around him, his handlers, his order givers, not order takers, order givers. Keep in mind, whenever he's talking, someone tells him to stop talking, including the Easter Bunny at one point on the lawn of the White House told him to stop talking. I think Obama was in that Easter Bunny outfit. Somebody's giving orders to Obama. Someone tells him to stop to Biden. Someone tells him to stop talking. That's the real person with power. That's the real president of the United States. And it's probably a combination of Obama and George Soros and Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party and a little assist to the Mexican drug cartel who don't give us orders. They're just in partnership with the Democrat Party to keep the border open so they continue to make billions of dollars a day. You don't think they're giving 5 or 10% as a finder's fee to the Democrat Party and every Democrat candidate and the Biden crime family? Of course they are. That's the story. All of us under the power of the Chinese Communist government and many other bad globalists. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com is the website, and you can reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I was just mentioning in the opening segment how much I enjoy hearing from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is where it all starts. That's my website. It's got my video commentaries, my written commentaries, my audio podcasts, my video podcasts, my video, shows and commentaries, and also my national radio show starts right there at RootForAmerica.com. If it's not carried in your area by your conservative talk show station, just listen online on your computer, on your laptop, or of course on your phone, and you can listen right at RootForAmerica.com. That's where you connect with USA Radio and listen to my show, or you can grab your phone, my trusty iPhone here, and you can listen on Odyssey, the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, I believe is how it's spelled, Odyssey. 40 million Americans stream radio shows on Odyssey. It's number one in the world for streaming radio, and they now carry my show. So there's several ways to listen. And don't forget my book. I want to mention my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root and my great co-author, Nikki Ballew. This book could change the course of America, because more and more people are starting to admit. I wrote this a year ago, and it came out like 6 months ago, and now everyone's starting to admit you got to go after Disney, you got to go after Target, you got to go after this company, you got to go after that company. I created the list of the 116 most woke companies in America who are screwing over conservatives and spitting in our face and disrespecting us and offending us, and the name of their CEOs. I did tons of research, got their board of directors and all the contact information to go after them, and they're all in this book. And every day a new company spits in our face and offends conservatives and says we don't need you while we're making them rich. And I always go look up in the back, hey, did I include them in this list? And it's always on the list, always. I haven't missed once. I'm amazed at how good I really am. Every company that I see that offends us was on the list I created with Nikki Ballew a year ago. So good job, Nikki. Good job, Wayne Allyn Root. Little pat on the back. What did Muhammad Ali say? It ain't bragging if you can back it up. So what's coming up? July 4th. And by the way, I'm taking a little holiday on July 4th, so I will miss one show here with Alex Jones and InfoWars. But I am taking a holiday to beautiful Park City, Utah, one of my favorite places in the world and probably the reddest state in America, Utah. And I love Park City. I love the mountains and the mountain air and the sunshine in the summer. Every day, a perfect 75 degrees and sunny. And while I'm there, I'll be there for July 4th. I'll see the great parade. one of the best small town parades in America, if not the best, including a military flyover. And I'll have a barbecue and I will see the prices, how high they've gone. Average American 4th of July cookout up 17% over 2021. 17%. So let's round off. Food prices up 20% over a year ago. Just what I've said and argued for so long now. Inflation is right about 20% or higher, right? Gasoline is up like 65%. Food is up 20%, all the way up to 30%, depending on what you're buying. And so inflation isn't 8.5%, which scares everybody. It's 20%, which should really scare you. That's how bad things are. And it's got nothing to do with Russia. Well, I'm misstating. It's got a little bit to do with Russia. But, of course, we shouldn't be involved in the Ukraine-Russian conflict at all. And then we wouldn't have the problems we do. But it's got very little to do with Russia. Not nothing. This war certainly has some effects, and our sanctions on Russia have some effects, all caused by Joe Biden's incompetence and weakness and fecklessness. But the reality is, Joe Biden did this to us, and it's purposeful. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Wow. I had it next in line. I'm good. CNN analyst suggests inflation is needed to achieve the green agenda. So let me go back to what I've been teaching for 30 years. Of course, I've only been on radio for national radio for 7 years, and I was on Newsmax TV with my own show, number one show in primetime, for 3 years, number one primetime position at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. So I've been teaching for 7 years on radio and TV, but before that, I was always a huge conservative Republican as well, and I taught as many people as I could online and in person. And in my books, I've written 15 books. Number 16 will be out in September, the great Patriot Boycott book, showing you all the companies to buy from. That'll be out in September, my 16th book. But having said that, I've always taught that when I attended Columbia University, and I've said this on this show before, but it needs repeating. It really does. When I was at Columbia University, we were taught a plan to destroy America and destroy the middle class. And the goal of the plan was to overwhelm the system with debt. Everyone should be on welfare and collecting government checks. The system was called Cloward Piven. And they wanted to get everybody on welfare and overwhelm the system with debt. And the system collapses. America's economic system collapses. And all the business owners go under because the system's collapsing. Because if the middle class is going broke and they need government help, then they're the consumers. And so the small businesses all go under, and they make the contributions to the Republican Party and to conservative causes. So they go under, and all that's wiped out, and we become a one-party country, Democrat only, i.e. socialist, Marxist, communist scumbags. And number two, when the system's overwhelmed, everyone's on welfare, and we become a socialist nation with the whole world in America depending on welfare and food stamps and disability checks and 1,000 other government programs. So that's what I learned at Columbia. That's what's going on. The only thing is there's been two updates. They couldn't figure out how to get everybody on welfare. So there's two ways they're doing it now. I used to say there's one new way. It's open borders. If you open the borders and let the whole world in, you change the demographics of America. You let the whole world in and you've changed the demographics. And the people who come in are all on welfare, and they want and they need and want and require welfare from cradle to grave, and it's millions of them. And the way it looks now over the next, if Biden gets to stay in office till 2024, it'll be tens of millions, okay? It might be 20 million illegal aliens that get in over the next 4 years. You know, the first 2 years of Biden and the next 2 years of Biden could be 20 million. Maybe he'll open the gates and let even more in, and it'll be 30 or 40 million new illegal aliens who all require cradle-to-grave welfare. That's Cloward Piven. The whole country will be on welfare, but they weren't able in all these years since I graduated Columbia University in 1983 with my classmate Barack Obama, who was never there. But that's another story in and of itself for another day. Obama claims to have graduated the same day as me. He was in the program at Columbia on the same day as me, three people away from me, Obama and Root, O and R, right next to each other. So I was three away from Obama on the official program graduating Columbia, but he was never seen there by anyone. But assume he picked up this Cloward Piven plan from, you know, either showing up at class once or twice or from, you know, communist friends sitting in for him while he didn't go to Columbia and giving him notes. He knows the Cloward-Piven plan. He's carrying it out now. It's the O'Biden administration. It's Obama in charge, Biden as the stupid zombie puppet frontman with dementia. So Cloward and Piven is happening now, and open borders is the official way now to make Cloward Piven work, except they've added another one. Inflation. Inflation's even better because everything you do is destroyed by 20% or more, 30% or more, 60% or more gasoline, home heating fuel, natural gas in your house, gas you pump into your car, all your groceries, all your rental of your home, all your mortgages on a more expensive home. Now gigantic interest rates, your mortgage doubles. The mortgages are double what they were just a few months ago. So the disaster befalling America, inflation on everything, that's the worst in the history of America. I'm putting my reputation on the line. This is the worst inflation we've ever seen in the history of America. There's never been anything like it. It's 20 to 30%, and in some cases much higher than that. So that will erode your savings and kill the economy and cost you your jobs, and all the middle class will go bankrupt, and all the consumers will go bankrupt, and all the small businesses they buy from will go bankrupt, and the whole country will be on government welfare. So between the open border and inflation, and in particular high gas prices, which affects not only you driving to work and going to get groceries, but every product sold in the store brought by a truck, which is every product, and all the truckers across America, disaster. And not only are the prices through the roof, but there is no diesel fuel on the East Coast of the United States. Truckers have run out of gas. Disaster. So all of this is leading to Cloward Piven's end of America and end of capitalism. That's what's happening. When I get back, I will expand or expound on what's happening with COVID, the latest studies of the COVID vaccine that will knock your socks off. You're not going to believe what's out there, how bad the COVID vaccine is, and how the media has completely 100% covered it up, whitewashed it, and literally blacked it out. Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back.
Get our great, got a bag of it here. I mean, this is from, people say, why is it from Chiapas, Mexico, and the communists? Well, that's where some of the best coffee in the world, that's wild harvested, above organic, in the volcanic soil, better than Guatemalan coffee. And yeah, we buy it from the little farmers that, you know, the media calls communists, but really they're just a commune. And whatever, the point is that it's good coffee, and we've got it, and the farmers don't let the Mexican government take over. So I actually buy this from the Mexican rebels, and I've been buying it for, what, 14 years, and the price has never gone up. The same stuff sold at Whole Foods under another name for about 50% more per pound, and I just think it's some of the best coffee you're going to find anywhere. It's Wake Up America Patriot Blend from the Chiapas Rebels, literally. In fact, I'm not going to tell you the whole story. We had like the... Okay, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so it's InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we fund this operation. And if you don't fund us and don't want us here, that's fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you,
and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible. And these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep breath crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off, back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Wayne Allyroot, welcome back to InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host every Tuesday. Some call me the smiling assassin. See, on the radio, you can't see it, but on TV, you can see it as I stick the knife into the liberals and twirl it in their gut by destroying them with facts. They hate facts. I'm smiling. I'm always smiling while I assassinate your lies. And so, fantastic stuff to give you on this show tonight, or today. I'm going to tell you about all the new COVID studies that are out. I'll get to that in just a few minutes. Couple things I want to talk about. First of all, the nerve center of my entire Wayne Root business and mini empire is rootforamerica.com. Everything you need to hear about from Wayne Root, my commentaries written, my commentaries video, my commentaries audio, my podcast video, my video commentaries, and of course, my actual national radio show, 3 hours a day, every day, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time. You get it at Root for America. You go to Root for America and you click at the top and it says listen live now, and boom, you're on my radio show. So there it is. Boom, you're on my radio show, rootforamerica.com, and you could always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'm very proud that last Monday, so the day before I came on here, last Monday I had an interview with President Trump, and a lot of people are starting to recognize that my interviews are very special, because we're not, you know, it's not like I'm a journalist interviewing the president or the ex-president. I think he's the present, legitimate president, but we'll call him the former president for now, former and future president. But also, people are starting to notice that I get more interviews than anyone in the country and that they're always like listening to two old friends talking. And the result is he lets his guard down a little bit and talks to me about things and says things no one else gets out of him. And so we get headlines every single time there's a media firestorm with headlines all across the globe. By the way, if you want to watch that interview, I've got the video of the interview up at rootforamerica.com, my website. And it'll say the President Trump interview. I think it's on the front page right at the top. If it's not, at the very top's a menu bar. Click on videos, and it's the top video, the Wayne Root interview with President Trump. And watch the whole thing in its entirety. But there's quite a few things that happened since I saw you last Tuesday. First of all, the interview was sponsored by my great friend Kip Herridge, who's one of the great Wall Street gurus in America with a Wall Street newsletter online called VRAinsider.com. And he sponsored, in other words, he paid for the interview with President Trump. It cost money for me to have a film crew to film it. He paid for all that. In return, he wanted one thing from me. He wanted me to put it up. He wanted the ability to put it up, the interview, on his YouTube page 1 hour before I put it out to my entire database and at my website and to the whole world at conservative websites. He wanted a 1 hour head start where his fans and newsletter subscribers would get to see it first. I said, great. That sounds like a fair deal to me. So he puts it up at YouTube, I think on Thursday. So that was after my Alex Jones guest hosting last Tuesday. Thursday morning, he puts it up because I had it edited on Wednesday, and I got it Wednesday night late, and on Thursday, he puts it up. YouTube removes it within minutes. He has no access to his YouTube page, and he finds out he's banned for life by YouTube. That's it. Banned. Banned by YouTube for an interview with the president by Wayne Allyn. Now, you tell me that I'm wrong, that this is a communist attack on the United States. What do I educate people on every day? The difference between socialism and communism. Socialism is the economic system of communism. So don't tell me socialism is different than communism. It's the economic system of communism. And communism is the political system where you jail your opponents. That's the January 6th protesters rotting away in jail in solitary, basically for doing nothing except peacefully protesting. And at the worst, they wandered onto Capitol property, which might be trespassing. But being that a cop said, come on in, or multiple cops said, come on in, it's not even trespassing. They did nothing. And murderers are let out by George Soros' DAs in every big city in America. The instant after they're arrested, murderers and people try and kill cops and people who mug people and people who assault people and people leave you with bleeding on the ground with your brain hanging out of your head. So you live. It's not murder, but your brain dead the rest of your life. They're let out right away. But if you were at the peaceful protest on January 6th, then you're in jail for months or years without bail in solitary confinement. If that doesn't sound like communism, I don't know what does. How about the January 6th trials itself? Those congressional hearings, I should say. They're like a communist show trial. Only one side presented, no other side presented. Only happens that way in a communist country. How about the arrest of Peter Navarro? Communist country. How about what I said in my interview with President Trump? Soon, I expect them to walk into Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's amazing home, the most expensive and coolest place in the world, Shangri-La. And I expect them to march him out in handcuffs and leg irons. They're going to indict and arrest President Trump. It's sick. They put Peter Navarro in shackles. It's sick. This is communism at its finest. This is the definition of communism. So it's really not socialism. It's the socialist economic system they're pushing on us. And it's tied together with the communist political system of going after your opponents and trying to destroy them, take their jobs away, take their conservative talk shows away, take all their advertising away like they've done to people like Alex Jones. It's just a disaster. Hold on one sec. I don't know why my computer just came on. I guess it heard me talking and liked what I had to say. So this is where I get all my work done, by the way. It's both my home TV studio, radio studio where I do my national radio show, but it's also my actual place of work where I get so much work done. And I've got multiple computer screens here, and I'm always looking at all the news. I've got it set up. So I've got laptop here, and I've got my iPhone here, and I've got my computer there, and I've got another computer there, and another computer behind that one. And all of it so I can watch 5 news sites simultaneously at the same time, TV in the background so I can watch what's going on, say, Fox News or Newsmax, or, of course, my favorite, InfoWars. So, you know, these are all the ways I stay in tune. So, you know, my pulse is on what's going on and I could talk to all of you. But this is communism at its finest. It's terrible. And so, you know, the point I was trying to make is it's bad what's happening to us. And the fact that criminals are taking over big cities and the crime is rampaging. And yet all they have to do, the big shots in Silicon Valley and social media, is to ban my interview with the president of the United States. And by the way, the same type of people that banned me from Twitter and shadow banned me at Facebook so nothing gets through and now have banned at YouTube my interview with the president, those same type of people allow Ahmadinejad of Iran, you know, all the terrorist dictators who run Muslim countries and kill their opponents and drop gays off of roofs and stone gays to death and pour acid in the face of little girls who want to go to school. All those Muslim leaders are allowed to be on Twitter and Facebook without banning, without shadow banning, and interviews with them are fine, but interview the President of the United States. So what does that tell you? This is my last point. What does that tell you? I've seen more stories this week that DeSantis is now better than Trump and he'll get the nomination. Piers Morgan, who's another globalist, liberal, idiot, gun grabber from England, has a editorial today in the New York Post saying that it's time to say goodbye to Trump and say hello to the new Ron, not Ron Reagan, Ron DeSantis. Does that tell you anything? I'm going to give you a diatribe about that when I get back. And then it's time to go over all the COVID statistics. But I'm just warning you. When the media is feeding you a steady diet, no Trump, no Trump, no Trump, and the Democrats want to arrest Trump, 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 and everyone's saying DeSantis is better, it's because they fear one person, Donald J. Trump. Stick with him. We'll be right back.
Every single person listening to the sound of my voice needs to listen to me very, very carefully. Dinesh D'Souza made the most important documentary in U.S. history. 2,000 Mules. That's not hype. That's the truth. The film proves how the deep state Democrats stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to do it again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with all the censorship going on, it is critical to own the DVD with the expanded extra so you have it in your library so it can't be censored and so you can show it to your church, your business, your neighbors, or just perfect strangers. We have the film available, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have it discounted when you get other films like COVIDland Part 1, 2, or 3 that just came out. There's discounts to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Get 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's an old Bedouin saying that's thousands of years old, and it goes like this. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Hunter S. Thompson put it this way. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. If your boat is going towards the rocks, pray to God that you don't get smashed on them and killed, but also try to row away. You can't just sit there like a jellyfish. And it's the same thing with our immune system. God helps those who help themselves. We have a lot of amazing products on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the Ultimate Immune Support Pack, our four best-selling products together at 60% off. We have the Trifecta Special, three of the best-selling items for 50% off, and X2. Sold out, so important for your immune system, back in stock for 40% off for a limited time because we have limited supplies. In fact, one of these items, we only have 2,000 bottles of. So the ultimate sale will probably be over in just a few days. Take advantage of this and boost your immune system now and protect yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. Or simply follow the URL that is a hyperlink to preparetoday.com from preparewithalex.com. High quality storable food is now back in stock, ready to ship to you and your family. We've not sold food for 3 months because there was a wait. Now there is not a wait. Almost every other storable food distributor is completely out and will not have more food for months, if ever. And the prices are exploding. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to protect yourself and your family and not be dependent on the system. The time to be self-sufficient is now. We have the best deals on high-quality storable food and a whole spectrum of other preparedness and survival items right now at PrepareToday.com. That's PrepareToday.com, or simply type in PrepareWithAlex.com, and it's a hyperlink to PrepareToday.com. Get prepared now at PrepareToday.com.
The internet and talk radio are on fire. With the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now, the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back live, not on Memorex, live right now, this moment on Tuesday, hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, 12 noon West Coast time on Tuesdays, 3 p.m. East Coast time. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book. A couple of emails I want to read you that came during the break. One of them doesn't want his name used, but he says the reason that everyone, the media, the Democrats, everyone fears Trump, Wayne, is because Trump doesn't fear them. He's the only one that doesn't care. He's a billionaire. There's nothing they can do to a billionaire. Screw you. He's got all the money in the world to hire the best legal teams. And yes, they'll bother him and hound him to death for the rest of his life. But he doesn't give a damn. Screw you. He gives them their middle finger. Good point. And then Chris says about the DNC cartel, the Democrat National Committee cartel. He heard me speaking just now about the Mexican drug cartels owning the Biden administration as well as the Chinese Communist Party. Because, look, common sense says nobody would keep the border open like this unless someone's making trillions of dollars and giving billions to the Democrat Party in bribes in offshore bank accounts. So it's very obvious that the payoffs are monstrous, just a small little percent of what the Mexican drug cartel makes every day. As long as Biden keeps that border open is enough to pay off every Democrat running for office in the whole America, you know, with billions of dollars for the rest of all time. But here's what Chris says. Wayne, you're absolutely correct on how the Mexican drug cartels are tied into the DNC. And Alex Jones has touched on this topic many times. See, I did not know that. With the border being wide open, the narcotics trafficking, child smuggling, sex trafficking, all at all-time highs, all the banks like B of A are laundering the cartel money. Let me state, this is an opinion show. It's his opinion, Chris's, and my opinion. These are opinions only. But the banks are laundering cartel money, always were and likely still are. Also, sanctuary cities protecting illegals, protecting them from all the shootings and the DUIs and the murders. Tip-offs of ICE raids by Democrat politicians, probable assassination contracts, people refuting Trump's claim of MS-13 being animals. Can you imagine refuting that? And, of course, the Cloward-Piven plan from decades ago. Put it all together. Keep smiling, Wayne, and verbally killing the left. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. So here was the second point I wanted to make. Time keeps running out on me on this show, and I'm not even getting to the important COVID information, but I swear to you, I will get to a lot of it. But since I did that interview, and it was banned on YouTube with President Trump, and shadow banned on Facebook so no one could see it. And no one could see it on Twitter because I was banned from Twitter for life until Elon Musk takes over. I'm still banned from Twitter. So, you know, they're trying to limit our ability to speak and to reach people. They don't want free speech. They don't want our message getting out. They don't want not only my good message, but if people watch me and Trump and decide they like us, then that's a strike against Democrats and strike against the media. So they don't want anyone watching because they're afraid you might actually like it and everything we say might make sense to you. Okay, but what I want to point out is there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles in the last 48 hours all over the United States about my interview with President Trump and how I asked him whether he would run for Speaker of the House, and that why would you ever endorse Kevin McCarthy, who I call Milquetoast McCarthy, because he's not terrible. He just is weak and cowardly and gets nothing done, and he's not on any one side. He's kind of in the middle, and you know what my favorite saying in life is? There's only one thing in the middle of the road, roadkill. You're either a conservative and a capitalist, or you're a communist. There's nothing in the middle in American politics anymore. If you're in the middle, you're a moron, and you're going to get run over by a road greater, your roadkill. So that's Milquetoast McCarthy. And I said, Trump, why would you, President Trump, why would you endorse him? And he said, I didn't. I said, you endorsed him for Speaker of the House again. No, I didn't, he said in my interview. I did not. I never did it. I endorsed him for re-election to his House seat, not as Speaker of the House. Don't you think that's significant and telling? Of course it is. So last week I told you about it on Tuesday because the interview was on Monday. Well, it made news. They finally caught up with it yesterday and this morning. And I get a Google alert every time my name is mentioned in a national story. And I got hundreds and hundreds of them yesterday and today, and especially liberal media, Daily Kos, Mediate, Huffington Post. They all did stories on Wayne Allen Root interviewing President Trump and literally getting out of him that Trump may in fact want to be House Speaker. At least he's seriously thinking about it. And when Wayne followed up with, no, I didn't endorse McCarthy, Wayne followed up by saying, well, how about running for Speaker then? And then Trump said, that's for you and I to have a private conversation at a later date. All of them commented on that, how important that sounds, like maybe Trump's really considering it. They're scared to death of Trump. So now let me explain to you why they're scared to death of Trump. Because as this person sent that note to me, he's 100% on the money. Trump isn't scared of them. He's the only one that has no fear of them. You know, I get the biggest names on my national radio show. I had President Trump last week. I had just yesterday the former Secretary of State and head of the CIA was on my show. God, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know why. He's one of my favorite people. You got the name? Pompeo. Mike Pompeo. Thank you, Pitar. Very good. Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, former congressman, and mostly known as Secretary of State under President Trump, was on my show yesterday, and he's a future Republican presidential candidate, Mike Pompeo. I've got on my show literally, I believe in the next day or two, I've got Dr. Oz. I've got Eric Greitens running for U.S. Senate, former governor of Missouri, who I think is a great candidate, put out a video yesterday saying we're going rhino hunting and the world exploded. He's threatening to murder liberals. No, he's not. He's going rhino hunting. It was tongue in cheek. It was funny. Liberals have no sense of humor. Establishment Republicans have no sense of humor. They're scared that we're coming after them. You know what rhino hunting means? It doesn't mean we're going to kill you. No Republican ever kills anybody physically. We don't kill people, but it does mean we're going to kill your political career. So I love Eric Greitens, another great guy. And so he's on my show, and I've got Marco Rubio on my show today. Most of those guys are moderate kind of rhino Republicans I just named. And yet I get him on my show, and I talk about important issues, and I press him hard, and I'll debate with him a little bit, and I get important answers out of him. So I've got a pretty important show. And I said yesterday in a rant on my show that because nobody now wants Trump in the media so badly, they don't want him to run again. And because the January 6th committee in Congress claims they're getting ready to indict him, and because the DOJ and the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, you know, claims it in a not so subtle hint that he's getting ready to indict him. If Trump was really as bad as liberals claim he is, they'd want him to run. He'd be easy pickings. They'd win in 2024 by a landslide. But they know that Trump is not afraid of them, and he's going to run a vicious campaign because now he learned from the last one that even holding back a little doesn't work with these people. You give them an inch, they want a mile. Now you got to just go after them and take them out. And again, I don't mean physically. I don't mean kill them. I mean politically kill them. I mean just no holds barred. Call them what they are. Communist, radical, traitor, scumbags. And Trump will do it, and they know he'll do it. And tell them this isn't because Biden's dumb. This is a plan to destroy the United States, and you guys are treasonous, and we're going to indict you when I'm elected. And when we indict you, you'll be on trial for treason, and you'll spend the rest of your life in Guantanamo. Only Trump would say things like that. If DeSantis scared them, they wouldn't want DeSantis. I love DeSantis. I think he's the best governor in America. And I think he'll make a great president in 2028. But obviously the reason I think Trump makes the best president for us in 2024 is because they're so scared of him and they don't want him. That proves he's the right guy. And I think the way to achieve that is my idea, which I was the original guy who came up with the idea. Trump admits I was the first. He should become House Speaker. Then he eliminates DeSantis and Mike Pompeo and all the people at Mike Ted Cruz who might potentially run against him, because he becomes the number one talking point in America for 2 years leading up to the presidential election. And Trump is in every news spin cycle, and all any liberal could talk about all day long is Trump, 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 Trump. And then there's the offshoot, You know, it's possible his investigation digs up enough treasonous dirt on Biden and Kamala that we impeach him and Trump could become president of the United States, third in line as House Speaker. So that's the long shot, but it could happen, and it could only happen if Trump is the House Speaker. Those are my reasons, and Trump is the guy, even though I disagree with him on vaccines vehemently. Other than that, he's the greatest guy, and Democrats fear him for a reason. We need him. Stick with Trump. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar. And you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Taking advantage of one of nature's most nutrient-dense ingredients, VasoBeats will be your new favorite InfoWars life formula. Using only water and beetroots, VasoBeats is the most concentrated liquid extract of beet on the market. With concentrated beet extract, you can get the high levels of betaine, nitrates, and antioxidants you want to help support a healthy liver, athletic performance, blood vessels, and more. Don't overlook the power of beetroots. Get your naturally occurring potassium, folate, vitamin C, iron, selenium, zinc, vitamin K, and more. With one of nature's greatest treasures in VasoBeat from InfoWars Life today.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 months, we've witnessed the globalists hit humanity and hit humanity extremely hard. It is beyond critical that everyone listening to the sound of my voice protect yourselves and your families to the greatest extent possible, and these two new sales do that. We have the ultimate immune support, 60% off when you get these four items together. The immune support, X2, D3 gummies, and multivitamin. The immune support formula is incredible by itself. These other three together, it is amazing. 60% off. Then the trifecta immune support, 50% off on immune support, X2, and D3 gummies. And then 40% off on X2, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, just the X2 alone is the missing link with most people. Highest quality deep earth crystal iodine, beyond critical for your immune system and your whole body. It's 40% off back in stock, but get four of the products together for 60% off.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need and, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Here on InfoWars, guest hosting for Alex Jones on Tuesday afternoons, and it's a great honor to do so. Thank you, Alex. So, I've got a lot to say about COVID, and I saved it for just the last segment with about, what, 8 minutes to go, 9 minutes to go. I'll try and get as much as I can. First of all, over 10,000 flights were canceled over the weekend. It's travel chaos. It's travel hell. It's a disaster for anyone who's traveling by airplane. And then I saw yesterday, Monday, 3,000 flights were delayed or canceled on a weekday, Monday. So this is happening every day now, not only every weekend, but every day. And no one wants to tell you why. And I was going to tell you, it's my opinion, but it's a very educated opinion, that this is all COVID vaccine related. First of all, there are pilots that are now admitting many pilots are dead and many pilots are sick or gravely ill and sick. Crippled, disabled, can never fly again. Massive heart attacks and strokes, bad cancer, all since the advent of forcing them to take the COVID vaccine. Number two, and that's not just pilots, it's flight crews getting sick. So even if you have the pilots, if there aren't enough flight attendants, then you can't take off. If there aren't enough ground crew, you can't take off. So between the pilots and the flight crew, the injuries from the COVID vaccine, the deaths from the COVID vaccine, and of course the big one that's come out, study after study shows the COVID vaccine damages your immune system, so you're much more likely to get COVID again and again and again. And any cold that comes along could give you a life-destroying cold. Not just a cold, but rather something that could kill you is what I'm trying to say. Because your immune system is so weak that normally it would be a little cold. But instead, you have no immune system anymore. It's like having AIDS, except it's called VAIDS, Vaccine-Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. So many pilots and flight crews are out with COVID right now. Matter of fact, I know a lot of people with COVID. Everyone I know with COVID is vaccinated, triple vaccinated. And all the studies show you're twice as likely to get COVID if you're vaccinated and if you're not. So when you talk about what's going on, this flight disaster in America, it's COVID related. And then finally, the real answer is maybe 5 or 10% are dead or sick. And the real, and maybe the ones who have COVID, who have been COVID vaccinated is another 5%. And that's enough to cause nationwide problems. But the real issue is maybe 30% of all pilots quit or were fired because they didn't want to take the COVID vaccine. That's the real issue here, separate from those who are sick and now can never fly again. So the disaster we've got in the air that Mayor Pete Butthead, I call Mayor Pete Butthead because he's got a butt where his brain should be. He's a brainless moron who got his job just because he's gay. You know, and I'm not anti-gay. I've always been pro-gay. But if you give a person a job because they're a woman, because they're black, because they're gay, without checking on whether they're qualified, that's the downfall of America. And this guy, Mayor Pete, was the mayor of a small town who decided to run for president with one qualification. I'm gay. And then he became Treasury Secretary because I'm gay. I'm sorry, but that's not a qualification to run America's transportation. But his flight got canceled this weekend. So all of a sudden, the most clueless human being that ever lived, who never noticed that thousands of flights are being canceled every weekend, suddenly he woke up from his slumber and he just, you know, from breastfeeding his baby. And because he took off for 3 months so him and his husband could breastfeed their baby. He woke up from his breastfeeding slumber and realized there's a problem. And now he's threatening the airlines that he's going to fine them or maybe jail time or close them down if they don't hire more pilots and flight crews. Wait a minute. It was the federal government that ordered them all to make everyone get vaccinated or fire them. So then when they fired them or they quit over that threat, now they have no employees. And you know why there's a nationwide problem finding employees? Because there's no one to fill those roles. There are no new pilots. There are no new flight crews. Nobody's working. There's millions and millions of unfilled jobs. I think about 15 million unfilled jobs, the most in history. Because either they're sick and disabled from the COVID vaccine, or they're dead from the COVID vaccine, or, and that's 5% again, or 99% of the problem is they won't take a job where you're required to get a COVID vaccine. Millions of Americans are smart enough to figure out that if you're going to demand I get a COVID vaccine, I don't want your job. No amount of money is worth my life. So there's no cavalry coming to the rescue, not just for airlines, but for all the missing jobs in the United States of America. There's no one at restaurants. There's no one to fill any openings in any company that has job postings. There is no one. It's all the COVID vaccine. Now let me read you the story. I'm losing my voice here because I talk so much every day. Here's the explosive story I wanted you to hear. Death claims up $6 billion. The fifth largest life insurance company in America is called Lincoln National. And they paid out 163% more for working age deaths in the year 2021 after the COVID vaccines came out. The numbers are massive. Lincoln National is the fifth largest life insurance carrier in America. They reported a massive 163% increase in death benefits just in 2021. Last year, they paid out an astounding $1.45 billion. That compared in 2020 with $548 billion. So triple the money just about was paid out. $500 million in 2019 they paid out. $548 million in 2020. $1.45 billion in 2021. Now let's think about this for a minute. What happened in 2020? COVID. Didn't supposedly a million Americans die from COVID? And according to Biden, Trump handled it all wrong. And that caused lots of people to die, even though I kept arguing they're not dying from COVID, they're dying from cancer and heart disease and a thousand other things. They're dying with COVID, not from COVID. But if a million people died, wouldn't they have given out much more money in 2020? Why 2021? And the answer is in 2021, the vaccines were introduced into America. And the life insurance die-off was tremendous. And it's continuing this year. Now, Ed Dowd is someone who's a guest on my show a lot. Brilliant guy. Former manager of, I think, $16 billion in his fund at BlackRock. And Ed Dowd speaks to life insurance executives every day. And he's the one that broke the story a few months ago and came on my show to talk about it, that deaths are up the most in the history of life insurance. And all the life insurance companies are panicking. And it's horrible. And he said the ones he spoke to, the deaths were up 40%. 40%. And so here deaths are up a staggering 164%. And based on the amount the average person has in life insurance, this article estimates that that's more than 20,000 people extra who died in 1 year after the COVID vaccine came out for just one life insurance company. Incredible numbers. And the claims are up $6 billion, up 163%. People are dying in record numbers, folks. Young people are dying in record numbers. You know how I feel about Justin Bieber's face paralysis. It's a form of shingles. What's a side effect of the COVID vaccine? Shingles and facial paralysis. His wife's 26 years old, Justin Bieber. She had a mini stroke after, of course, she was vaccinated. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know their case. I just know something's wrong. And I just know 26-year-olds don't have strokes. And here's some more stats you'll want to know. Silicon Valley entrepreneur Steve Kirsch has detailed the key findings from his survey about COVID vaccine. 20% of the respondents reported they were vaccine injured. The 20% number is remarkable. 30% of the households have a vaccine injured person in them. 45% of extended families have a vaccine injured person. In 87% of the cases where there is a vaccine injury, there was either a doctor visit or a hospital stay or both. 54% of those injured by the COVID vaccine are still seriously impacted today. 45% of the vaccine injured said it would shorten their lifespan. And 41% of the injured are unable to hold a job. That's why there's 10,000 flights canceled every weekend. That's why there were 3,000 flights canceled yesterday. That's why there's a massive shortage of workers in the United States of America. The chickens are coming home to roost. The COVID vaccine is a killer. I'm Wade Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com. God bless you. See you next.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founding the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the control corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.